For the thousands in attendance and the millions watching around the world.
This is the main event.
Dildo Corn is alive
and kicking.
Come on over here, I'll headbutt your ass a couple times if you know what I'm saying.
This brother breaking off a 40-yard run. This brother,
come on, zip it.
I hope I didn't piss off Jesus.
You call that a penalty?
Who's number one?
It's the LA Clippers.
Boom! Shut up! You're saying it wrong, people.
I would get her pregnant.
That
just called in and hangs up, you motherfucker. That fucking pissed me off.
Ari, are you in the shower now?
Totally in the shower.
Yeah, dude.
He's not a cokehead.
You mean James?
Stupid idiot.
You're a stupid idiot for getting so fucking uptight over fucking nothing.
You're clearly lying.
You're clearly just
lying. Why would I lie?
For attention.
Why would I lie?
What?
I don't need attention.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't. You're a comic.
Welcome to Punch Drunk Sports, where winners win. We have a live packed studio. There's literally 57 people in here. It is like a refugee boat trying to escape Syria. Guys, hail, the gang's all here. Joining us from New York, everyone's favorite Jew, Ari.
If you
love Asperger's, you'll love our assistant. Johnny's here, everybody. And the fight nanny and my good friend, Jason J. Tebow.
What about him?
Hi.
And joining us, he's like, I think, is this your third or fourth time on the show?
This is my third time on the show.
Oh, two more, and then you're in the five-time club.
That's a big deal?
That is a big deal.
Who else is in the five-time club?
You're not allowed to talk about it.
Steve Martin.
Gay.
Who else?
Tom Hanks.
The Rock. The Rock.
Yep,
you don't like The Rock?
Rape my sister.
Rape your sister.
The Rock raped my sister. Tweeted at him, guys.
Hard?
Yeah. She kind of liked it. I mean, look, to be honest with you, she complained because she didn't ask for it, but I think the memory, it's probably a positive.
Dude, you know what? You're causing me to have like a breakthrough right now. The Rock raped my sister, too. Tweet him at that, too.
Yeah.
Holy
Thank
shit.
You, bro.
He raped both of our sisters.
Rapage. Hey, Ari, dates out the gates. Yeah. Where are you going to be?
I'm going to be in Brooklyn, New York, May 27th for This Is Not Happening storytelling show at the Bell House. Get tickets at arithegreat.com.
Luis Gomez, where are you going to be?
Luis J. Gomez will
Luis
be.
Luis J. Gomez.
All, by the way, Sam.
When did you start J? I didn't know that.
Shut up, Ari. Sam said, for the first flyer, I'm doing a show on Thursday. The first flyer he sent was just Luis Gomez, L-U-I-S Gomez. And I was like, Sam, there's a J in there. So then he sends me another flyer. Luis J. Gomez, L-O-U-I-S, Gomez.
Yeah.
Then I was like, forget it, Sam. Forget it. Just leave it. He was like, no, I got you. And then he finally sent me the correct flyer.
Yeah, well, you know, I believe in excellence.
Yeah,
even
perfect.
If it takes three or four times.
That's all you need. GomezComedy.com, Gomez Comedy on Instagram. I have three amazing podcasts on the Gas Digital Network. Legion of Skanks, The Real Ass Podcast, and the brand new Believe You Me with myself and UFC middleweight champion Michael Bisping. Dates on the website, dates on Twitter, all that good stuff.
Hey. Where are you going to be Thursday night?
I'll be at your show at the
Dojo.
Is it the Dojo?
It's called the Dojo. It's at the Sycamore Tavern on Sunset. It's upstairs. It's starting a new workout room where you can work it out. It's you, Dean Del Rey, Red Band, Jason Ellis, which there's a lot of controversy right now. Jason Ellis. Bobby Lee, so it's going to be great. Everybody come down. Free parking on the lot and $5 drinks all night.
Wow.
I am going to be at the St. Louis Funny Bone June 7th through the 11th. The St. Louis Funny Bone followed by the Funny Stop in Cuyahoga Falls. And then Cuyahoga Falls. And then the Sacramento Funny Bone at the end of June, right after I'm at Skankfest. Tebow. Where are you going to be? All my dates are at samtripoli.com.
I'll be at Pukies. Then I'm at Farts and Phlegms. I'll be at the wrong end of a glory hole all summer.
What is the wrong end?
You'll know. You know when you know. I'm at Broad Nipples Comedy Club. And then, that's a new one. And then I'm at the Chuckle Cuckold. And then I'm at, according to Instagram, because I went to their website, I'm at a place called Closed for Renovations all weekend. So,
oh, it's great.
Yeah. You can find all that at go to google.com, and then all my dates will be there.
That was great, dude. That was great. So did you guys do a podcast about shaving, being bald?
Yeah, I did. Not with Lewis, but I did, yeah.
Who'd you do it with?
Norman and
why do you invite Lewis, Jay Gomez?
We thought about him for sure. He was the next alternate.
Oh, let me guess. Too many Puerto Ricans on this season of the Bald Podcast?
No, we had an option between him and Metzger, and the choice was obvious.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, but Metzger's not going bald because he's losing his hair. He's going bald because he's dying slowly but surely in front of everybody. And that's sad. That's not funny. You're on a comedy podcast, isn't it? Mickey Gall comes in. Everyone stops paying attention when I'm talking. You little bitch. You want to fucking
go? Wow, Bill. Wow,
great shirt. Bill, how are you? And another dude who looks like he can fight.
Rich.
Rich, how are you? Rich, there's a lot of people in here. It's not normal. Hey, guys, we got a podcast going on. Sorry. The hot gay sex.
Sorry, we had an MMA fight.
Call, you're right here. This is you right
Gall,
here.
You're right there next to the fight nanny, the only good-smelling person here.
Yeah, they had to put Mickey Gall in between me and fight nanny, otherwise it was going to get too sexually.
Somebody's getting pregnant.
Sexual.
What's up, Ari?
We have to
What's
share
up, Gall? Hey, if you get weird and you want to molest fight nanny, the courts will prosecute you. You're stupid to a skank.
Fight nanny, feel free to finger blast all you want in the fight nanny. Guys, I want to talk about bald heads. I have
asked
to
me for permission.
Guys, how important is it to shave? It's very important. That's why we want you to check out our friends at Harry's Razors.
That's my cue?
Yeah.
This is when I'm allowed to talk. I do all the reads. Guys, go to Harry's Razors. What's it?
Take a fucking fat head in the middle of the screen.
Who's fat head?
Gomez.
God.
Wow.
What the fuck did I do?
What an insult.
Ari, every time, Ari is a weak little bitch in real life. A weak, tiny little bitch. But as soon as I'm across the country from him, every time he gets this fucking alpha male thing with
and
him.
And we're going to get into that as soon as we're done talking about yes, there we go.
What's he saying?
Harry's Razors.
Guys, yeah, go to harrysrazors.com. Here's how you can help the show out. Go to harrysrazors.com and /punchdrunk. And one word, punch drunk, and here's what that gets you. It gets you a razor, gets you shaving gel, gets you instructions how to shave because we're not as good at it as we thought we were.
Yeah.
I was doing stupid things. I was putting the shaving my forehead, wondering why I couldn't get my beard kept growing. It's because I'm an idiot. It gets you a great razor itself.
Dude, it's amazing.
Yeah, it really is great. Shaving gel. Handcrafted probably. But it doesn't feel like these shitty razors you get. So here's what you get when you go to harrysrazors.com/punchdrunk. It gets you the razor, the gel, instructions how to shave, a case so you don't nick the razor when you take it wherever you go. And it is a $14 value you get for free. All you gotta do is pay for shipping, which is less than $3. Go to Harry's.
We got a little Hinchcliffe in there. That's a bonus for you guys.
Yep, that is a bonus. So thank you to our good friends at Harry's Razors. And people have been hitting me up. They love it.
Hey, Tony, how long have you been shaving for?
I haven't really shaved yet, but when I do, nobody will do it better. Believe it.
How was doing Tony's podcast the other day?
Oh, yeah, Gomez, you did that, didn't you?
Kill Tony?
Yeah.
Sorry, I was just taking selfies with everyone.
It
was great. I had a lot of fun. It was last night. Love Tony. Love the podcast. Did it with Sal Vulcano from the Impractical Jokers.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I saw that.
Real quick, guys, we have actually got a new read on that because Father's Day is coming up.
Oh, I'm a dad.
I'm out on that.
Are you a dad that shaves?
I shave and I'm a dad.
Yeah, well, this is
I'm your target demo.
This is super exciting.
Stick your fat head in so we can see it.
Stick my fat head in. I don't even know if there's – am I not on camera?
Ari can't see you. You're on camera.
I just can't see you. You're right.
Give Harry's to your dad. Gift at every price point, beginning at $15, custom engraved to make it feel real special for your father. Quality and satisfaction guaranteed. If your dad doesn't love it 100%, return it. Quick, easy, hassle-free, ready to gift. High-quality giftable box. Add the personalized gift card for free. Same high-quality products. More and more. Limited edition Father's Day set. priced for $30. You get Stormy Gray limited edition razors, razor stand, engravable, foam shave gel, replaceable blades, and travel blade cover. All that more for Father's Day. Just get in there. Go to harrysrazors.com/punchdrunk and get that Father's Day. Exclusive offer. Save $5 off your order by going to the custom URL, Punch Drunk Sports. There we go.
By the way, the Punch Drunk Sports hosts do not endorse impregnating women. We advise pulling out at all times.
I pulled out, Ari.
Did you?
Oh, yes.
When you had the kid?
Right. Here's my move. This used to be my move, and I stopped doing this after I had the kid, okay?
Okay.
Because I like to fuck, right? Everyone knows that.
Who's surprised by that? That Luis J. Gomez loves to fuck.
Luis Gomez doesn't like to fuck. Luis J. Gomez.
Yeah. Throwing a lot of dick around.
So my move would be this. I would pull out. I would come on the vagina.
Yeah.
Directly onto the clit and on the vag.
Yeah.
It's a mistake.
We get to fight Danny Cam on this?
It's a mistake.
But that's not it, Mickey. That's not all. You think that's the mistake.
Yeah.
Then I would say, hey, I'm pretty turned on still. I put my dick back in. I reinsert. And then I pump away and I use my jizz as lube.
Where do you think you went wrong?
I don't know. Do not use your jizz as a lube.
Yeah,
that's the lesson.
Everyone
you can
knows that. Mickey's like 22 and he knows that.
Mickey, you've done the jizz as a lube move.
But like, it's
not
a horrible idea, dude. You're packing it right back in.
Yeah.
What's the point of pulling out?
Yeah.
Yeah.
This isn't seductive smoking voice.
Smart young
man. I was in Vegas for the past few days.
I was going to say, he does Vegas harder than I do.
Yeah, Jesus Christ.
I came back with a voice.
What were you doing in Vegas? He was like, I was trying to kill myself by sucking on the end of a car.
No, I was sucking Rich's dick.
Yeah.
Rich looks like he's got a beautiful dick,
am I right?
Buddies hanging
just
out.
Bros, yeah. Being bros. Not
just
not
physical,
weird.
Man. Just helping him out.
Come on, man.
So that, I do pull, I believe in pulling out. I'm a pull out guy, but I learned that quick move right there when I was about 30. Because I'd done that move before. It wasn't my first time doing that move.
Oh, okay. You're a veteran. Real quick, why a fight nanny are you acting like he's stupid? You've even said on this podcast before, you don't want a guy just talk about, just blast. Why are you acting like what his move is stupid?
No, you make this stuff up.
No, didn't she say
what
that?
What did I say? Wait,
Johnny's listened to every show.
I said what?
Okay?
Timestamp. We need a timestamp.
We need a timestamp.
What do you mean, just blast?
She wants a cream pie?
Just
yes.
Blast.
You
I'm
said
on
you
birth,
hate when a
I'm
guy
I'm on birth
asks.
Control. I said I hate when a guy says, may I insert
yes.
you?
No, no, you said where a guy wants to blow his load.
No, it was a guy that was like trying to be romantic, was like petting my face, and he's like, may I enter you? And I was like, I'm so turned off. No.
Were you dating a vampire?
We weren't dating, and we didn't date. I was like, ew.
Might I enter your abode?
You had sex with someone without even dating them? That's really, that's really
but that's also the problem with current young like feminist culture. It's like they tell dudes you have to ask. You just pop it in, okay? It's better to ask for forgiveness than ask for permission. That's what I say.
I agree.
Is that can you legally argue that in court?
Yes, I believe so.
You could be like, Your Honor.
I said I'm sorry.
To ask for forgiveness than ask for permission.
Your Honor, it is a
well,
very popular saying.
Well, case dismissed.
Your Honor, what goes up must come down. I don't know. I read all these
that
things
must
somewhere.
That must work in Puerto Rican courts.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
What, Ari?
This.
You don't like
he
it?
He doesn't seem like he's
no,
in a good
it's hilarious. By the way, Lewis's move.
I can't
move,
hear
like,
you, so I don't know what you're even saying. I can
That's
tell
like
you're
like
yelling at me.
100% talking over
weapon. That was about to blow up, and he took it out to space, and then before it blew up, he just fucking threw it back towards Earth.
Hey, why'd you guys let Lewis sit in my seat?
Well, okay, you want
to
switch? Well, because
I'll switch.
Fight
I'll send
nanny,
it to Fight Nanny. Mm.
Fight Nanny gets creeped, yeah. is creeped out by Luis Gomez.
Luis J.
She's a total
Gomez.
Racist. She came on the Patreon Punch Drunk podcast dropping the N-bomb.
She really?
Oh, dude, hard N-bombs. Not even pulling the ER.
I did not.
Yes.
No, I didn't.
Yes, Johnny.
Time stamp it, Johnny.
Time stamp it. No. What are you in town for, Mickey?
We had the UFC Fighters Retreat.
Oh,
Vegas.
Yeah, dude.
Which one was that? It seemed like a mysterious thing. It? Nate Diaz is pissed that he wasn't invited to it. So he goes to Vegas.
They saw him out in Vegas.
What's
he
that?
There.
Yeah, he was there, but he wasn't invited to the retreat. So he
really?
Goes, I'm going to fly to Vegas, and I'm going to just say, fuck it. So he keeps hashtagging, like, fuck retreats.
I had them fly me and then said, fuck it.
Really?
I just had fun in Vegas.
Oh, you didn't even go?
Yeah, we went to some of the things. Yo, it was kind of crazy. Like, you have all these wild animals in the same hotel.
Yes.
People were about to fight each other, walking by each other. It's crazy.
Yeah, well, they did fucking Cyborg, yeah. And she beat up Magana.
Yep.
Now, is Magana known as a hoe? Because well, my buddy MMA Roasted did a joke how she Cyborg had to go get tested for STDs.
Well, here's what happened. Okay, Magana was, me and Bisping talked about it yesterday on the Believe You Me podcast, available on the Gas Digital Network.
Podcast drop.
Yeah, Magana is a 115-pound fighter who tweeted some pictures of Cyborg.
Saw that.
Some, like, side-by-sides of the chick from, or the dude from
the
Saw.
The dude from Saw,
because,
yeah.
You know, because fucking Cyborg
looked a lot like him.
She's got that crazy fucking protruding cheekbones and chin and forehead spikes. I don't know what the fuck's going on.
It said, who wore it better or something.
Yes, that's what it was pretty funny, yeah. But at the same time, it's fucking. I mean, dude, you're dealing with a fucking fighter. Like this bitch is fucking terrifying.
Yeah, don't call her bitch. Don't talk about my future baby mama.
Oh, are you gonna marry Cyborg?
Yeah, put a baby in her for sure.
You love it.
Hey, first round, never paying for college.
If you're gonna put a baby in her, I got a good move. Come on her vagina and then use that as lube. Guaranteed, knock her up.
Nice guy.
I bet Cyborg would come on his dick and then put her pussy back inside his dick.
Here's the thing about Cyborg.
That's it right there.
Yeah. So she punched, they got into a thing, and then she punched this chick in the face. I did research on this chick.
Yeah.
This chick, Magana, she was involved in the Fappening 2.0 along with the other two UFC fighters, fucking Rocky Pennington.
And my girl, Jessamyn and Tisha.
Yeah. And Jessamyn.
Don't look up the picture.
Jessamyn Duke. Oh, we did yesterday on the podcast. Dude, Jessamyn Duke, I'm way in.
Okay, I'm cool with
way
that.
In.
Listen, I didn't want to look at those pictures. What?
I heard it was a neck punch, and I heard she punched Mickey Gall, and that's why he can't talk right
now. Yeah, and I came.
she punched Mickey Gall in the dick with her pussy.
It was a camera telephone. We heard that.
I'm against this fappening shit. I want girls to be filthy for filthy's chance. But someone said you got to look at the Jennifer... What's her name? The girl?
Lawrence.
Lawrence, you have to look at those pictures.
Of course.
The amount of man sauce on this chick's face is unbelievable.
Wait, on Jennifer Lawrence? That's not her. That's not her. That one's a fake one. The real ones are her, like, naked.
No, Santa's real.
You just ruined my dreams.
That one's not real. That's not her.
It's not even her. Are you pulling these up or what?
It doesn't even look.
I can't do it.
Okay.
Why can't you guys pull it up?
We know it's not her, so look it up.
Hold on, why? I want to know why can't you pull it up?
You're gonna get in trouble.
He's not gonna put. No, he won't put him on the feed. We can put it on the screen.
Yeah.
When did our stat boy start to deciding what stats we look up?
Shut up!
Yeah, that's crazy. If my producer told me no, I would literally beat him to death on the show.
No, we can't.
You looked really bad.
It was it's
like,
insane.
Like the level of disrespect.
There's video of me MMA fighting one of my producers and then firing him at the end of it because it was half as insubordinate as that.
Listen, dude, listen.
Such a nice body.
We can't fire Johnny. He helps us get good parking because of his fucking autism. Okay,
good.
He allows us to handicap park. Mm.
So this is like leaked Jennifer Lawrence.
This is the best thing for her career. Nobody gave a shit about Jennifer Lawrence before the Fappening.
This was
the coming out party for Jennifer Lawrence.
The Hunger Games is the best thing
for her. No, Hunger Games was kind of okay. But then the Fappening happened and everyone was talking about this bitch.
No, I want the one where
she has an extensive catalog.
Yeah, she's great.
She's got a lot.
She's great.
I wasn't even attracted to her. She's a freak.
I wasn't even attracted to her before this
came out. You're telling me that's not her?
That's not her. With the dick on the face and the jizz, that's not her.
That's not her?
That's not her.
Well, shit. Fuck.
I think it's her.
Or do you feel like you've been raped, like you jerked off to that before?
Yeah.
And then
I feel like I was more violated than she was.
What? Yeah.
Because you jack
I'm
off
more
to
violated
it,
by
no,
this than she was.
Really.
Yeah, I had a fake coming. It was like it was like the scene in Revenge of the Nerds where the nerd put the Darth Vader helmet on and he fucked the chick. It's like that's what happened.
It's just rape. That's just rape. And
nerd rape. Nerd rape is okay.
I'm going to hold on to it. I think that's her. I think that's just someone putting out that wasn't her.
Yes.
Thank you.
It doesn't even look like her.
It does look like her.
No, it doesn't.
I don't think that's her.
Go down. Go down just a little bit. That doesn't look like her.
No, it looks like a trashy 6.
Totally doesn't.
It looks like a Jersey 7.
Yes, I can confirm.
Yes. That's every girl from your high school, Mickey.
Yeah. I can confirm.
So what do they talk to you about at these UFC retreats?
So like they build this whole new facility, like this multi-million-dollar facility, and like they're showing us like, oh, this is all yours. You guys can use this whenever. We're all kind of like, I'd rather just have a salary. But, you know, and then they like Reebok comes in. They're like, I think we all got off on the wrong foot, guys. You know what I mean? Bud Light, yeah.
Did they? Well, some guy got thrown out.
And they gave out Nikes. You're like, yeah, Reebok's ruling.
Yeah, I know. I missed that. But yeah, I heard about it.
He's like, this is bullshit. And I totally agree. I mean, like Bellator, if you watch the Bellator fights this weekend, they were excellent in England. They were excellent. And those guys can make up whatever money maybe they're not making on UFC salaries in sponsorship.
No, but dude, the UFC, that fucking title, the only reason guys can even make money in Bellator is because Bellator is now importing UFC, I don't want to say failouts, but guys that never won the title. Great fighters, but they took some guys from the UFC that have names, and now there's like almost value in being there. But it's only because the UFC's trickled down their
100%,
fighters that aren't working for them
100%.
Anymore. 100%. If you fight for the UFC, if you get it to the highest level, right, and you get to main card UFC status, you basically have that on your resume for the rest of your life. You can open a gym. There's name recognition there. If you're a Bellator fighter, that doesn't really mean shit. Nobody knows who Bellator fighters are. Michael Venom Page, one of the most exciting fighters in the world. In my opinion, one of the most exciting fighters in the world. He could walk down the street. Nobody would give a fuck. Nobody knows who he is.
Yeah, but UFC's reach, their exposure.
If they were the marketing machine behind Michael Venom Page, he'd be a household name right now.
But I'm talking in terms of...
I beat him up.
You would beat him up.
Yeah.
You think you beat up Michael Page? I would watch that fight.
Yeah. That's an incredible fight.
I would, absolutely. Yeah. I'd choke him out.
Yeah.
So what would you do?
I just wouldn't, get out of the way of his karate shit.
Well, dude, what about that knee where he cracked Cyborg's ex's fucking skull?
I'd ate that shit, man.
Yeah. Mickey would have caught his knee in his teeth. Ha!
Nicky would have grabbed his knee, threw some fucking barbecue on it, and just left the town.
Yeah.
I respect that.
Walk right through it.
And as Michael played, he's black, so he had a barbecue sauce bottle in his pocket. Just grab it right out of his pocket.
I get it. Did T-Bug, did you watch the Bellator fights?
Yeah.
What'd you think?
I mean, like what they're saying, I mean, there's all this Rory talk, and it seemed like he just walked right through this guy who's supposed to be the shit.
Yeah.
Rory's better than Paul Daly, for
Well,
sure.
I know, but I mean, they're like, hey, man, you want to come to the fucking, you want to bang in Bellator? Okay. And he's like, yeah.
they
look like a Mickey Gall fight.
They want
yeah, but
win.
No disrespect. There have been guys from other organizations who have come in and won championships. The guy from Bellator, who was the guy for Eddie Alvarez, now granted he lost it very quickly. What the UFC loves to
Hector Lombard was a guy that they really picked up. They wanted to make him a motherfucker, but he turns out he's just using steroids and he's just not as good.
Who impressed me
hearsay.
Was Baby Slice.
Hearsay.
You watch that Baby Slice fight?
I didn't watch any of the Bellator fights. I heard that Paul Daly punched Michael Venom Page after the fight.
Oh, yeah. Well, they
heard.
Tried. He tried to get close. Yeah. He couldn't get to him. Everybody,
That's the same thing happened when he went to hit Koscheck after the bell. That's why he got kicked out of the UFC.
Yeah, he punched him. He was banned from the UFC.
He's not very good at sucker punching.
Yeah.
You see it coming.
Yeah, 0-2.
If Paul Daly's around, you assume someone's about to get sucker punched, so everybody's ready for it. I don't know. The UFC's great. We got the Jose Aldo fight coming up. Is it this weekend or the following weekend? That's a big fight.
Following.
We were talking about, where do you have Jose Aldo on the pound for pound?
Dude, I can't. No. This fucking fight, I can't even get into it, man. I mean, come on. What are we doing here? What are we doing? We're pretending this is a real fucking title? Really?
Exactly.
Conor McGregor beat both of these guys. I can't even watch it. They should just end the 145-pound division.
But if he's
division.
Not going
to
fight, fucking what are you going to do?
Kill the division.
He's
I don't know what to say.
For nothing. He's out there fucking doing other shit in the UFC. Let him wait, keep winning, and then come back.
Well, I mean, like, if you look at your boy Bisping, they're thinking about making an interim title.
Yeah, rightfully so. If you're out for a year and you don't defend your title for a year and he's got his knee injured now, make an interim title. I get it. But the thing is, Bisping's going to fight again. Conor McGregor threw the fucking 145-pound title. He wiped his dick on it and said, I don't care about this. Fuck this. And now we have two guys who got beat by Conor who are fighting for the title, and I'm supposed to pretend that either of these guys are the best fighters at 145 pounds.
But he doesn't want to fight for it.
I know, and fuck Conor for that. Fuck Conor for destroying the division. Yeah. But now it's over. I think they need to just get rid of it.
You really think they should get rid of the 145 division?
Done.
Just like, hey, all you little midgets, you're out.
Even 135 and 125, they're done. They got to be out.
Like, if you win the belt and then you retire, the whole division is just done.
Kind of. Look, George St. Pierre, he was never beaten for that title. There is no 170-pound champion right now. Tyron Woodley is not the fucking champion.
George St. Pierre.
There is no 205-pound champion right now. DC got beat by John Jones. That title means nothing.
Wait, so there should there ever be a female champion because no one wanted to fucking take the title?
Well, there has to be a first winner of it, Ari. There's a you know, the fucking, it has to come from somewhere. So no, yes, if they.
So you're saying that everybody in the 145,
I have a solution,
should be like David Banner at the end of every Incredible Hulk fucking TV show where he just grabs his backpack and hitchhikes out of town.
That's it.
Bum, 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 bum.
Okay, move up to 155. Everybody from 120, because not even just 145. It doesn't make sense to skip 145 down to 135. So they need to just chop off 145. Goodbye, 135. Goodbye, 125. Nobody nobody cares about those divisions anyway, really. So
I thought you're an MMA expert.
No, whoever said that? I know nothing.
Let me know what you think about this idea I got. Here's what I want to see happen. And
you're
I love everything you're saying. I also want to see a hybrid division where we get 115, like around 115, you know, female fighters.
Yeah.
Around that weight class against a new division, super heavyweight male.
Mm.
So 225 or more versus these 115 females. And then we'll see how tough you are.
One on one?
One on one.
Can't be sponsored by Budweiser and they gotta drink a 12-pack before the fight?
Dana White comes in. So you want to be a fucking fighter.
Yeah.
Just terrified chick. Please don't put me in there with him. I just,
So you want to be a fucking fighter.
Yeah.
That'd be the best.
Or you
everybody
know what
would tune into the Ultimate Fighter.
Get rid of 145, make it 147 pounds now. Just start fresh. Start fresh. I can't get over the fact that both of these guys.
Do you understand that everybody in that division will just put on 2 pounds and it's the exact same division?
That's fine. At least I can mentally disconnect from the fact that the title means nothing and it's garbage.
What about Aldo's history? It just doesn't count because Conor knocked him out once. Those 9 years count for nothing?
Here's the thing. Conor kind of fucked the division in his asshole, okay?
Right.
In his asshole or their asshole?
It's asshole, sorry.
So he's in the getting pegged.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
That's how he reversed it.
Breaking news.
Exactly. I like it. We have breaking news, dude. We have breaking news.
Do we have breaking news?
Breaking news, Luz. Jay Gomez just dropped some hot fucking take on us.
Really?
Yeah.
That's great. Hold on. There's breaking news.
Luz,
let's hear it.
Drop it.
She's so dumb.
Conor McGregor fucked the 145-pound division right in its asshole.
In his asshole or his asshole? I think you said his asshole.
In its asshole.
You heard it here first.
Hey, Ari, I missed you. Any chance you could show my friends your new belt?
Oh, they want to see your belt. Have you guys seen
Rich, come here real quick.
Come here. You'll love
really
this.
Cool.
Oh, this is pretty cool. Is it real or is it a knockoff?
He just went through a tour of Eastern Asia.
He's been gone.
Indonesia. No, everybody turn around to watch. Everybody wants to see it. Can we get a picture of this?
But is it actually real?
Yes. Yes.
It's a specific kind of belt where it's
nice. God, that's a great belt.
Oh my God! His mangina is on fire.
He felt so bad.
That's the real fappening. That's the real fappening right there. That's the real fappening.
Oh, he braided his balls and dick.
All right, give him the taco. Give him the Taco Bell. Watch it. I call this Taco Bell.
It looks better. It looks better.
Oh my God.
His asshole looks better.
Look at the ring! Look at the ring!
Stop!
Look at the ring!
Stop it!
I'm a grown man. It's really
Dude,
bad again.
This is how bad your fucking microphone sucks. Ari, do you get fucked in? Okay, can we be honest?
Hold on, I put my mouth on that microphone. Ari, get it the fuck away!
Let's take a moment. Let's not make this sexual in terms of how turned on or turned off we are right now. Did Ari's asshole look like it's been, like, wrecked before?
Yeah.
Like something's been in that the
Have you
wrong
not
way.
Been looking at it for the last 6 years. Yeah. Of course, it's wrecked.
It has like vagina.
Like,
qualities.
Look, it looks like something came in. Like not came out, just came in.
Hey, Ari.
It looks like the worst pussy you've ever seen.
It's no bueno.
No bueno.
Wow.
Ari,
wow.
Your asshole is offensive.
Guys, it's getting hot when you're talking about it.
Wow.
Fun stuff, huh? Fun Mickey, stuff.
Mickey, good point.
Yeah, thank you.
Anyway, that's Ari's new belt. So,
anyway, yeah, new belt.
Hope you guys dig that. It's Ari's new belt.
Take that back to Jersey.
So fucking funny, dude. There's to have somebody see Ari's belt for the first time is one of the true gifts from God.
He's still like downloading it over there. He's just staring at the wall with a sad face.
He's just like, what did I do?
He was out right a lot.
Yeah, and you know what else you've been through a lot of shit? Ari's asshole's got a ton of fucking baked on shit right there.
Who the fuck is Aluwalu Bumblegoat.
Oh, he's actually pretty good.
Dude, listen, look at his nickname. I think the Holy War. I'm telling you, Pale Horse is the shit.
I dig it. I like it, but like unofficially.
Just to think of all the promo codes, the promos they could do for that shit.
God, you've been podcasting for way too long.
Yeah.
Tell me.
Think of all the promo codes you could have. Use promo code Mickey Gallet. You don't have a nickname.
Nah.
Can we do something?
No, my name's good enough.
I want to talk about your guys' bet you guys have over this tattoo situation.
Yeah.
Please.
A certain somebody was talking it up at the store the other night, like he ain't sweating about nothing.
I'm going to fuck Mickey Gall up in front of his teammates, his family, his friends. It's going to be a home nightmare.
You guys are going to fight.
It's going to be embarrassment.
We could do it right now outside.
No, I only fight in the ring. Everyone knows
that. You know their bet?
30 seconds.
I'm going to fuck Mickey Gall up in front of his sister's going to watch.
Can't be talking about me like that, dog.
His girlfriend.
Can't be talking about me like that, dog. We got cameras in here.
serious all of a sudden.
He's going to go against Mickey's sister?
No, I'm going against Mickey, and here's the thing. If I last 30 seconds...
He actually already went against my 100-pound sister and turtled up and took cover the whole time.
Yeah, but the rule is she couldn't tap me out.
When was the last time you were in an actual fight? Luis J. Gomez.
The last time I threw a punch? Or
like you were in a fucking fight.
Or a fight.
Outside the stand, Luis.
That was in a fight. That was a dude... tried to attack one of the managers, the female manager. He like grabbed her.
What?
And I fucking grabbed his wrist and I got wrist control and fucking twisted him up.
That's how Puerto Rican say hello.
Yeah. That was the salutations.
Yeah. He gave somebody a hug.
No, I dragged the guy outside, but that's not a fight. I think a fight is where people are swearing up and punching each other.
Yeah.
That's a fight.
When was the last time?
Like, 22, 23 years old.
Yeah.
Yeah, like years ago. Me and Dave Smith got into a fist fight against three people, but it was a gay guy, a chick, and then a fat kid.
Oh, why didn't you fight puppies and kittens, too?
Yeah. We fucked up.
And they were orphans and one-legged children?
Yeah, yeah. I punched a gay kid.
Hey, dude, sometimes gay kids need to get punched.
And I called him a faggot first, but I didn't know he was gay. And I called him a faggot, and then I was like, this is like literally like a hate crime. This is how hate crimes unfold. But it's like, you just got into a fight, and I was like, I'm 22 at the time. Back then, like, faggot wasn't a trigger word. You just call somebody a faggot if you got into a bar fight. And then he ended up being gay. What?
This is like, bitch.
Yeah.
Ari, get off your phone.
Okay.
Here's the thing. Now, if he wasn't gay... and he beat you, that'd be a hate crime on his part on you because you're a Hispanic, so you're lower on society's totem pole.
What if we are hate criming each other? What if he's like, shut up, you dumb spick, and I'm like, shut up, faggot, and we start beating the shit out of each other.
That's just a straight fight. That's a cancellation of
white people
crime.
Are just jerking off. Yeah. Like, this is great.
You should tell the proof to people that I just use those words to get them angry, but the fight wasn't about those words.
Yeah, it wasn't the fact. Well, I used to work at this restaurant in Vegas, and this guy was like, oh, you just hate me because I'm gay. And I'm like, really, your only redeeming quality is that you do suck dick. That is the only redeeming quality you have. So the fact you're gay is the only reason to keep you around.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying? So it's not really any hatred towards that.
I don't even know, like, a hatred toward gay people is a weird thing. How do you hate a gay person? Who gives a fuck?
I don't know.
People legitimately,
someone from the South.
I get racism, like, a little bit more because racism... there's almost like a you're interacting with a certain class of people, like Asian people, right? If you ever dealt with like people in Chinatown and you walk through the streets of Chinatown, after 2 or 3 days, you're going to hate Asian people because you're dealing
less
with
less than that
in a high. It's like a high pressure situation where there's a lot of them. It's hot. Chinatown's disgusting. It smells like fish. You're just like, ugh, I don't like these people at all.
Nope.
So even though it's wrong, maybe you can't associate, but there's a reason. Gay people, in what world are you kind of filled up with a bunch of gay people that are inconveniencing you? And how are they affecting your life in any negative way? I can't wrap my mind around anybody going like, oh, I hate that fucking group of people. They do something to me.
That's a good point, actually.
Yeah,
sounds like somebody wants his dick sucked by a dude.
So what's up, dudes?
Well,
holla.
I think it's that they're secretly gay and they really hate that. It's like I said, like, why people hate the Yankees, because they want their baseball team to be the Yankees. I know you don't know baseball, but
no, I know that the Yankees are the standard of excellence.
Yeah, so they like, oh, I hate the Yankees because my team isn't the Yankees.
Yeah.
It's like, I hate gays because they got beautiful dicks, you know?
What was the team they made up?
Oh, what was it? Oh, we
Boston
have
Boston Brontosaurus.
Go to the T-shirt.
Boston Brontosaurus.
Have you seen this, Lewis?
Yeah, I showed him the other night.
It's incredible. I love it. I want one. Can I have a T-shirt?
Yeah, I'll get you.
We'll
one.
Get you a T-shirt. Ask James. He'll send you 13 T-shirts.
Hey, if we're making shirts now, are we making hats at all?
No, we need to make hats.
Because you know those hats they say when they're trying to get rid of the Indians' name and stuff like that, the Cleveland Indians, the Washington Redskins, and they're like, how would you feel if it was like a New York Jews and it put something like Shylock?
Yeah.
And I'm like, I would love that hat.
Yeah. No, I have one. I have one that says the Cleveland, it says Caucasians instead of Indians. Dude, a fan sent it to me.
Imagine if you did the New York niggas. We should make that hat. I guarantee you that would sell. That would sell.
To the two black listeners.
Yeah, Anthony Johnson would love that hat. Anthony Johnson.
You're just black only. You cannot wear that hat if you're not black.
Can't wear that, no.
I know.
Ari, this not happening. Where can we get tickets? Can they go on SeatGeek for all your ticketing needs? Just go to SeatGeek. You use the how do you do it? You use the promo code?
PunchDrunk, yep.
PunchDrunk, and you can get all your tickets. And, dude, what?
Guess what, guys?
Let me take over.
Are in town.
I wanted Tom Petty tickets.
Oh.
I went online to SeatGeek. It showed you where the seats are.
Yeah.
If they're good purchases or bad purchases, it's green. If it's like a good deal, it's orange. It's like stay away unless you really, really want to see this band. Wow. Shows you the seat section. It's fucking easy. Got my $20 off.
Bam!
It's one word I found out, but they won't let you do two words. So it's easy as fuck.
Yeah, punch up, no space.
Email comes in no time. I'm going to go see Tom Petty before I die.
I have a question. Can you get Ariana Grande tickets at SeatGeek?
Oh! Damn!
Probably what? Not to...
You went hard in the paint on
what?
That one.
Not what? To the next
By
one.
By the way, they're a discount right now, so yes,
really?
You can.
Oh, man.
Yeah. See if you can grab those tickets. See, look if they're available anywhere.
they're coming in at record pace. They're giving away these Ariana Grande seats.
Yeah.
She's so fucking hot. Dude. I would take the chance. She's that hot.
Dude, she was great on Saturday Night Live.
You could tell me that there was going to be a terrorist at every one of her concerts.
You're the wrong color,
dude. Did ISIS do it?
I would still
go.
Did
we figure that out yet?
What?
Did ISIS do that one?
Who knows?
Nobody's claimed it yet, but they're positive it was a suicide bomber. ISIS claimed it already, yeah.
Oh, they did? Yeah, so the CIA is behind it.
ISIS always claims it. Claims no matter what.
It's like the CIA's behind it. Anyways, going back to SeatGeek, just use the promo code PUNCHDRUNK. Is it PUNCHDRUNK Sports or PUNCHDRUNK?
No, just PUNCHDRUNK.
PUNCHDRUNK.
And you can get the app or just go straight to their website. Either which way, use the code PUNCHDRUNK. That gets you $20 off your first purchase of any tickets that you want. Any sporting event, anything you at
Guys,
all.
I did it.
Yes.
Cardinals-Dodgers tomorrow.
You bought tickets.
I thought did the bombing.
Dude, it wasn't ISIS. Wow. Fine.
Wasn't it?
I'll say it.
No wonder. I was here. You saw me. I was here. I got $125 seats for $73.
Whoa.
Wow.
And my $20 off.
Thank you, SeatGeek. And that happens through the power of SeatGeek.
You got Cubs-Dodgers this weekend.
Yeah. Oh, you want to go?
Yeah, that's what I was saying.
Let's grab some tickets, homeboy.
Can you enjoy baseball if you don't drink?
Oh, dude, I love it. I just zone out. Yeah. And just look at the horrible Mexican tattoos.
I like to go to the all-you-can-eat section and see how many hot dogs
he sets the high score.
I can eat, bro.
So there's an all-you-can-eat section?
Yeah, Dodger Stadium.
Oh, yeah, Dodger Stadium. In the back, you just get Dodger dogs. You eat all day, popcorn.
How much is it?
Like $45.
That's great.
Yeah.
You get your money's worth.
I'm doing a no-carb thing, so I can just grab the dogs, just fucking...
Yep.
What section is all-you-can-eat? Oh, it's up top.
Right field, yeah.
Right field. Beautiful.
Right field.
Here's the thing. I lost my hat. Big J bought me a really beautiful UFC hat as a gift for my birthday, and I lost it. I left on the flight. And then I got off, and I was like, all right, I always wanted to... I had this thing a while ago. I was like, I want to buy a hat, like a black hat, in every city I go to and like represent their sports.
Oh, you're
going
to love this, Ari.
Yeah, yeah. So I was going to buy a Dodgers hat, right? And then I was like, no, dude, you don't want to buy the Dodgers hat. That's a fucking – nobody wants you to support that team.
What?
It's fucking horrible. That's what they told me.
I love this logic.
Who's they?
People. They
Who's
were like,
they?
I don't know.
Like
I don't
people
know
at the airport?
I didn't even know the Dodgers were the team. I thought it was a different team.
Yeah, you thought there was the Boston Brontosauruses, so I can understand this.
I thought the Dodgers were from New York. And they were.
They were.
I know. So
Brooklyn Dodgers.
Then I bought
You're
this
love
one.
You love this, Ari.
It's a Los Lakers Angeles hat. Lakers hat, which is beautiful.
Oh,
and I think
come
this...
on, Lewis. Get the fuck out of here. What the fuck is that?
I think it looks dope.
Garbage. Louis. Get the fuck out of this place.
I don't even
like
care.
If you wore that hat around L.A., like if you lived out here and you were wearing the hat, all that's, everything about it says you still sell dime bags.
Yeah, yeah. You totally look like a drug dealer.
But a shitty drug dealer.
But I kind of like the drug dealer-y look. Like, that's why I picked this hat.
Sticks and stems.
Like if you're in a comic club, chicks will assume you have the coke.
But wait a minute. Why? What's wrong with this?
Because when you wear a hat with the...
Kill yourself.
Because when you wear a hat with the Lakers on in L.A., it means you're a sellout and a front runner.
What do you mean?
That means you're a sellout and the front runner.
No one likes the Lakers.
Why don't they like the Lakers?
They only like them because it's successful.
So
Shaq.
Garbage. You're being garbage by associating with it. I joke about it before when I shit on you, but that's just jokes. This is a dirtbag shitty move, Lewis. It makes me like you less.
You've really upset Ari. Ari hates the Lakers.
Who should I like? What basketball team should I like?
Listen.
Any other team. Literally any other team than that.
All right, well, buy me a hat, Ari. I'll burn this on the show. Buy me a new hat.
Burn on the show. I'll buy you a hat. Burn on the show right now.
All right, give me a lighter.
You can't burn it out in the studio.
Fuck off, Tripoli.
Aaron's starting to sweat.
Stop being a fucking homo, Tripoli.
Burn the hat.
Aaron,
burn outside. We'll have Johnny come out with his video. We'll burn outside in the.
Well, you can know we can right now. We can go on Facebook Live. And we could plug in that feed to what they can see, and we could burn it outside on Facebook Live.
Burn it on the table. Magical's cool with that.
I totally think I agree with that. That's a way better plan.
I mean, we're doing a podcast right now.
But you could plug in the Facebook Live to the podcast in real time.
What are you doing? Are you calculating numbers?
I mean, I can do a Facebook Live.
Yeah, you can do a Facebook Live, and then he can just pull up the Facebook Live so the fans can see it.
Yes.
Can you do that, Aaron?
Yes.
I don't know how.
Aaron doesn't know how.
Hold on, Aaron. Can you pull up a website so the fans can see a website?
No,
he'll do it. He can.
What is going on here, guys?
We're
going
to burn the fucking that hat.
Burn the hat. Burn the... But look, Ari, I need a new hat today.
Very important. Ari, you got to FedEx him a new hat today. PayPal him a hat.
How's he going to give me a new hat? I want
the
hat today.
We'll figure it out after we burn it. Here's the thing. You got to be wearing it while you burn it, though.
You got to be wearing it while we burn it.
Burn the hat while you're wearing it. Burn the hat while you're wearing it.
Ari, why are you jerking off ghosts in your place?
Wait, what?
Johnny, what do we do? Who's that? Oh, Johnny, are those your relatives? Yeah.
Who's Johnny?
Look at first of all, Johnny is so much better looking in his Facebook profile picture than he is in real life. He got the perfect angle, the perfect filter. He is gorgeous.
If you have that hat on, Johnny looks like the person that would buy the shitty dime bag.
Yes, he does.
Johnny, you do look like you'd buy drugs off of ethnic people.
Hey, anybody know where I can get a dime bag?
Burn the hat.
Oh, there it is.
Burn the hat. There it is. There it is. See? What'd I tell you?
We are... Okay, go outside and burn it.
Can that be pulled up for the fans?
Yes, that's what it is. Yeah. Go outside and burn it.
All right, well, give me a lighter.
Go burn it.
It's not just me, though.
Yeah, you're going to
go
with
Johnny. You and Johnny will go burn it, and then we'll watch it in comment.
Nick, do you want to help?
Let me just share this with
Punchdrunk. Yeah, I'll come burn it.
Come on. I need a new hat today. I'm self-conscious about my fucking hairline.
Put the hat out with piss.
This was a $40 hat.
All right, we'll get you one.
Put the hat out with piss.
All right.
That was a $40 hat?
All right, hold on. It was $36.99, and because my fans will tell you guys that I'm lying, I talked him down to $30 on Facebook Live while I bought it. So it was $30. I want $30 to burn this hat.
You paid $30 for that hat?
Tebow's got $30 on him.
He'll throw it to you.
Tebow will throw it to you. He's got $30.
I want $30 in cash if
I
can burn this hat.
Hey, Ari, PayPal him
$30. Anybody $30. Give him $30. I'll PayPal you $30.
All right.
No, you PayPal $30 right now.
Bye, Nanny. Right. You got $30 on you?
No, I want cash.
I love that the only time Fight Nanny isn't on the microphone, she can't stop talking.
Fight Nanny.
What?
We're trailing.
Shut up.
20 seconds. I put on headphones for you.
Hey, take off your headphones.
Take off your headphones. You're not wanted here.
All right, so they're going outside to burn it.
Everyone left. Bye. Everyone.
They're going outside to burn it. Tebow.
I'll PayPal anybody right now. Whoever gives him the $30, let me know your PayPal.
No. Why don't you PayPal him $30?
Why don't you just PayPal Gomez $30?
Because he needs the cash right now. So I can't give him the cash.
Oh, is that what he said?
I'll give you PayPal.
All right, I'll PayPal him $30.
No, you don't PayPal him. You just give him cash.
I don't have the $30 on me.
Well, then Mickey, you fucking have it. You already beat
Mickey's outside burning a hat.
They're going outside to burn the hat. And this is what happens when you come to Punch Drunk wearing a Dodgers hat.
Yeah, I know, L.A. Lakers.
I mean, Lakers.
I can't
hat.
Believe that. Hat. None of us even noticed it. We would have called him out on that before.
I knew last I night. It. I go, why are you wearing a Lakers hat?
Yeah.
I feel bad for the Lakers hat. It's going to die now.
That's garbage. Oh, where's my fucking Lakers shirt?
Oh, he might lose the Wi-Fi out there. Oh, no. Oh, don't go that far, Johnny.
No, we need
just burn it in the studio.
From the building.
Oh, okay. Get off the... Get.
They should burn it right
yeah,
in the lobby.
Yeah, I was going to say, my phone works outside.
Yeah.
Johnny.
I think the Wi-Fi went cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs.
Off.
Get off the property.
Wi-Fi.
Use
ATC. ATC Wi-Fi. Get off ATC Wi-Fi.
Yeah, because that way it'll... Because, yeah, there's a... I mean, you could... I'm a good-looking guy, Mickey Gall is,
Mickey
by the
Gall
way.
Is. Get off
you get
ATC
off the Wi-Fi.
Wi-Fi. What are you doing? This podcast hey, just came
here
to
they go. And looks like Mickey Gall is lighting the hat that no one's going to pay for.
God damn it. I can't see it. It's frozen on my
what?
Stuff. Oh, really?
It's moving up here.
How yeah. funny would it be if we can't even get the video of it? He burns his hat and no one's got cash on him.
Yeah, that's what he gets for coming up Punch Drunk, bro, with a hat like that.
Has it been chaos on this show so far?
I mean, probably. I mean, there's people outside setting fires, so you tell me.
I'm coming. We have an idea.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. And you burn the hat. Oh, yeah. See if somebody has gasoline.
See, we don't have gas. We have napkins.
Dude, put a straw into my tank.
Aaron's
my
gonna
gas
lose his
out
shit.
Of here. No, take it out of the fucking studio.
Oh, no. Whoa, Aaron's
go,
at the
go,
F
go
word.
Now.
Aaron's gonna go to church because you just made a
Aaron
mess.
Aaron just got.
It's not lit, Aaron.
Yeah, that's a good move.
Luis J. Gomez, try to go outside.
Going outside to set this fire.
Are you okay?
I gotta connect and share the video, so you guys have it up.
Dude, if we can't do it, we can't do it, dude. It's all good.
I already put a hole in my hat.
Gomez already burned a hole in
my
hat.
How about this? Just go record it, and we'll upload it to our YouTube page.
Hold on. I don't need Wi-Fi. I'll Facebook Live it. Go to my Facebook.
Yeah, okay. If your signal's there, yeah, go ahead.
All right.
Yeah,
okay. All right. We'll find your Facebook. We'll Facebook Live it. Go outside. Go outside so Aaron doesn't get upset.
Is this fun for the audio podcast?
We shall find out. We shall find out.
Or should we talk?
Are they doing it or not? Why don't you just burn in the studio? I don't understand why you just burn in the studio.
Because Aaron just cussed and has to go to church because he's so upset.
Aaron just
almost
murdered Luis Gomez. I've never. I saw a hate crime going on.
Yeah, I've never seen Aaron mad. That's what his wife deals with every night.
Hold on, Luis Gomez's last post was 2015?
I got a little slice.
I know, I'm always on your side. I'm sorry, let's talk about the Cardinals.
It's a pin post, bro.
We're going live right now, guys.
Okay, good.
Hey, is this the right page? Can you look at this?
Yeah, that's it.
So we're going to go live to his page, and then we're going to watch them burn this hat. And I'm excited about it.
I'm excited about it, too.
Yeah, burn that Lakers. This is what Sam was supposed to do with the jersey, and I don't think you ever did.
If this was a Dodgers hat, guess what? You could wear it. This is a Clippers hat? Hey, no problem. What about an LA Kings hat? I don't mind.
Yeah, totally cool. I'm a Caps fan. I don't mind the Kings.
Even, oh, here we are.
Even a St. Louis Cardinals
go.
Hat. I'm all right.
We can see him. Tell him that we can see him. We can see you, Gomez. Can we hear him, though?
I can see you.
I know. That's why I said to go tell him.
I mean, he's talking
him.
On his. He's talking on his, but we're not going to have the audio for that.
Oh,
for
yeah,
this.
Are we? Got to get off you for a second.
I don't think so.
Hey, can you put your thing close enough to us so we can? You gotta get over here.
Is this?
What's that? Yeah, that should be.
I can't
so we're putting in the audio for Gomez burning this hat with Mickey Gall, and let's see if this works. And Ari, you will not.
Gomez,
be
we
able
can
to
hear
be
you.
Heard by everybody.
How big was that fucking NBA draft, by the way?
Yeah, totally.
He can't hear you.
Nobody can hear you, Ari. And we can't really hear this either, huh? At least
you'd hear it up there.
Yeah, I know, but I'm saying for everybody else that's listening to this.
Guys, if we can't hear at least if this is the audio, you guys are probably bitching and moaning. We're trying.
It's going up.
Burn the hat.
Yep.
Oh my god, it's totally burning.
That's what happens, bro.
Holy shit.
Wow, that's a real legitimate situation.
Now that's a fire. That's a fire. Okay, can you go? We're going right now.
I had a bunch of jacks.
Oh!
Why did it just blow up?
What was that?
It just blew up.
Go put out. Go grab water. Put it out. Go grab a big water bucket. Put it out. Oh my God!
I had to put something.
That
in
was
that.
Awesome. Oh, put it out. Put it out so it doesn't make anything, and we get banned from the fucking lot. I already know.
Why is this the longest password ever? It doesn't work.
Hey,
I think
we're
there's
doing a
because there's 15 people
know,
on
but...
the pod though. I think there's so many people on it because it keeps
no,
kicking me off.
No, it says incorrect password. I can't get the password to work.
This has been chaos. I owe everybody an apology.
I can't even get on it.
Pour it out.
Can you enter the password for me? I can't seem to do it right.
I mean, it's probably dead air doing that.
No one will know.
Plug in Ari. No one can hear you, Ari. There we go. Now we got you. I can hear you, Ari. Ari, can you hear me?
Why did it blow up?
Oh, they owe me a lighter.
Why'd they do that? Oh, my God.
Somebody owes me a lighter. That's a $40 lighter.
That ever heard.
I mean, to be fair, all the fans really know it was $36.99. I talked them down to $30, but it's a $30 lighter.
Well, Lewis is trying to get an extra $10 out of me in a free hat.
Yeah, well, it cost me my $30 lighter.
Why did they lose your lighter?
Because they put it under the hat, which is why it was an explosion. This is probably our last podcast at All Things Comedy.
Yeah, Magical's not going to be happy about this.
Oh, he'll never hear about this. There's
yes,
no
he
way.
Will.
I have proof.
Yes, he will. He knows everything.
Fireproof studio. That's his fault.
It is a fireproof studio, and that's what we just proved. It's a fireproof studio. Not sure where Sam went. Guys, I got to tell Gomez, but I'll wait till he gets here. Let him know. I feel like that was a success.
Yo, Lewis is my favorite type of kid to go to school with. Like, you can just, very impressionable. Like, I'll just be like, yo, put that lighter in there. It'll blow up. Like, half serious. He's like, yeah, dude.
What an idiot.
Stupid.
Yeah, he really is. Okay, sure.
He's like that kid you could talk into doing some dumb shit for your entertainment.
Ari, are you, have you seen, I'm dying up here yet.
No, they just sent me the first episode.
Okay, I just saw it the other night.
How was it?
Really good, and I highly recommend everybody watch it. It's a great, first of all, we know everybody in it. It's a new Showtime, regular series comedy. Jim Carrey produces it. It's loosely about the Comedy Store.
Absolutely.
100, you know, I mean, no one will deny that, even though they don't use real people's names. Takes place in L.A. Executive produced by Jim Carrey.
And the Comedy Store lawyer are too difficult to deal with. If they were easier to deal with, they sure would have just called it the Comedy Store.
But yeah, it's basically about up-and-coming comics in the 70s, 70 scene, prior days, all around that kind of neck of the woods. Magical's in it. He's great in it.
Yeah.
Magical's great in it.
Santino.
What's that? Santino's awesome in it. And, dude, he's got such a big part. It's so cool. And it's so cool
really?
To see so many comics from the store in a show about the store and kind of portraying a lot of these legendary things that we've heard and seen of how it was back then. You know, everybody's trying to get on The Tonight Show. Everybody's trying to do that. But loved it. It's one of those shows where I watch it and I'm like, oh, yeah, you can tell it's going to be like a nice slow burn. A lot of like the first episode's like a lot of character development, all that sort of stuff. But everybody, please watch it and support all of our friends that are in it.
Eric Griffin.
Eric Griffin's in it. Yeah, tons of people are in it.
Earl Skankle's in it?
A bunch. I mean, not in the first episode. I think he's in, but he's in like three episodes. Dron's in a couple episodes. A bunch of, I mean, there's a ton of good people in it. So, Showtime, it premieres June 4th at 10 p.m., 9 p.m. Central. So watch that on Showtime. I'm dying up here. It's a great new comedy, and all of our friends are in it, and all of our family from All Beautiful. Things Comedy are in it. And I love that. I watched first episode. They had a little preview of it last night. So if you get a chance to see it, please, please, please watch it and support all of our friends that have been on this show and that are working in comedy. Love it. Suck it. Thanks.
Yeah. Good read.
Good read.
Yep.
There seemed to be some sort of explosion with the hat burning, Gomez. What
happened there?
Seemed to go down there.
Somebody
somebody may or may not have thrown a lighter into the hat as it was burning.
Oh, wow. All of a sudden, we're watching it in here.
I know. We were like, what?
Aaron's sweating like Mike Tyson in a spelling bee while this whole thing is going on.
The whole time, he's like, they got to put it out. They got to put it out.
Let me see.
Look at Bill getting the shot. Getting in there down
Bill, the Bill didn't know there was a lighter in there. So
yes,
Bill
he did. I was telling him to run.
While Bill walks up.
We're yelling, Bill, run, run.
He's, yeah.
With the burn the hat chant. Now, and we'll learn this. Post this up on there. Yeah,
Aaron, I cleaned it up. It looks as good as new. You wouldn't even know.
Thank you, Sam.
Aaron
officially hates me. I'm sorry, Aaron.
Aaron doesn't hate you. Trust me.
No.
Aaron seemed much worth.
I just saw that lighter and the
no, no. I wouldn't have laid it in here.
Kindling. I was like,
No. I wouldn't. I would have never done that in a million years. I mean, I would if two of them would have encouraged me.
Yeah.
If two of them would have been like, dude, do it.
You're like that. You're the kid that, like, when all of us were 12, our moms are like, you can't play with him.
Oh, 100%.
Oh, by the way, I was that kid. So, and I didn't even do anything. I wasn't even the bad kid. The kids would just blame me for all the bullshit they got caught with. Be like, it was Sam's fault. And I was the bad kid.
I got blamed. My friend, I don't want to say his name, because we were in, like, high school. We were, like, 9th
Tom
or 10th
Smith?
Grade. No. We were in 9th or 10th grade. He got caught with tranny porn and child porn.
Whoa.
Tranny and child.
Make
and
this, up your mind.
So he... He
make up your mind.
He printed it out and like he would like print them out and like keep the prints, right? And then his mom found the prints and he blamed it on me.
Oh.
And said that I'm like, dude, you're telling your mom that I'm into child porn and tranny porn.
You do look like a giant baby that likes to fuck.
That wouldn't even be a big deal.
Okay.
Yeah, if I fuck babies, I'm kind of like a baby.
I'm a baby.
Yeah, but this kid, like, I literally, I was like, are you fucking out of your mind?
Well, they're like, which one of your friends did it? It's like, the one in the Laker hat, mom.
When does this guy get out of jail?
No, he never went to jail.
Never went to
never
jail.
Never went to jail.
Didn't make it that far.
I didn't make it that far. They killed him? Now, Gomez, you're in town because you're doing the roast battle tonight. You're battling one of my favorite chicks in the comedy scene. I love her to death, Kim Condit. Are you ready to rumble?
I think so. Yeah, I produce.
Oh,
the,
Ari, question from
Ari Shaffir,
New York.
I'll finish after Lewis says what he's going to say.
Okay, thank you for stopping the conversation. Go on.
Just to let us know that he's going to let me finish.
It takes longer to see that I have something to say, but go ahead, Lewis.
So I host the one in New York City, the Roast Masters, and it's, you know, Jeff Ross and Brian Moses kind of they've attached their name to that. That's officially the New York version of the Roast Battle at the Comedy Store. We do it at the Stand. And they sent a few guys out to battle in New York, so we wanted to reciprocate and send a few of our
Yeah, they
guys
weren't
out.
Happy about that. Alex, the guy who battled on our side, said you guys made it so impossible for him to win.
No. I'll tell you why he's wrong. Because the
Did
two...
you guys go, come on, New York, they're killing us. The L.A.'s killing us.
No. It's all on video. There's nothing that can be made up. It's all videotaped. So you guys can go watch it. The first two battles that night, the L.A. guys killed the New York guys. So it wasn't like even a bias. The New York crowd, it's not like the Comedy Store where it has like a built-in audience every week that they're like, oh, yay, roast battle. We've dropped a roast battle into a comedy club audience, and they're like, what the fuck is this? Beat it. It's not an easy task. We have to educate them throughout the show. Yeah. So when they came up, they didn't go, oh, we have this like New York pride. We want the New Yorkers to win.
Listen,
they were
can just... I just say something, dude? When I go to New York, I don't do a lot of stand-up out there, but when I do, I never get introduced as from L.A. Because they just – New York crowds hate L.A. people.
I don't think that's true.
I don't think they give a shit either way.
They don't
like,
care.
Oh, okay, it's from L.A. Okay.
Who
I think
gives
that was
a
something
fuck?
We had in our heads. They don't care. They're like, is it comic you're saying?
Oh, yo, dude, I've done shows with like, that might work in Los Angeles.
No.
I had some fuckhead say that to me one time. I say I'm from Vegas.
Yeah, maybe the joke stunk, though.
The joke did. It was a classic Tripoli. It was a Shaq's got a big dick. It makes your uterus drop like a bad transmission. Comedy gold.
Did it work in L.A.?
It worked everywhere but this one night in L.A. And this guy who looked like he was from the Hills Have Eyes, some creepy-looking fuck, just go, that might work in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. Go ahead.
But I think Ari's right because New Yorkers, we don't really – we're not like – New Yorkers don't give a fuck. Like, if there's a celebrity walking down the street, New Yorkers
Lewis,
don't
care. Lewis, I
love
you all my heart. You're delusional if you don't think that fucking New York City comics don't hate L.A. comics.
New York City.
And you've been out too long if you don't think that.
We're not
you've been out
comics.
There too long.
We're not talking about comics.
Not the crowd. Comics, yeah, but not the crowd.
Comics
the crowd
will talk shit, but okay. The crowd doesn't give a fuck.
All right.
So either way, Alex, and Alex is great. I think Alex Hooper is a great comic, and he's a very funny roast battler.
He went up there and got killed. Alex Hooper.
He lost the crowd very quickly. He came out. He was just very. You could watch it. He did this unlikable thing. I forget exactly what it was, but he lost the crowd right away, and he got killed in that battle. So no, I don't think there was any type of bias. But we sent three of our guys out to battle at the store, which was this week, and I started trashing these female comics in New York that wanted to be sent out to L.A. We sent three dudes, and they were like, "Oh, you're not sending women," and we're like, "Shut the fuck up! Who gives a shit?"
I hate it.
So I started trashing females online and female battlers, just being to be a dick. And then Kimberly Congdon, who I know fairly casually, she was like, "I'll destroy you in a rust battle. Why don't you battle me?" And I was like, "All right, I'll fucking come and battle you, dumb twat." So that's how I'm here.
Dude, there's a bias. I'm not even going to say it, dude. I'm not even going to say it.
So I tell a lot of times people from New York and LA battle each other, roast battle in Montreal and stuff like that. And since I know everybody, I get texts from both sides saying, can you tell me stuff about him? You know, like, let's say somebody's battling Tebow. They're like, do you know anything about him? I'm like, yeah. He has two fucking lesbian mothers. I don't know
if you
know that.
Whatever. Yeah. You get those calls all the time and shit like that.
Yeah, it's huge. Okay. Uh-huh. I'll write something like that. Tripoli, you probably already know. He's a filthy Armenian. I'm like, yeah, of course you knew that. Things like that. Anyway, David Taylor was like, "Hey, Kim Congdon wants to write you if you can tell her stuff about Lewis." And my first thought was to tell her stuff that's just wrong.
Yeah, like not even real. Yeah. Like he's literate.
His dad's a pirate.
He's literate.
He's literate. He's well read. He's well read.
Yeah, it's like she can text me, absolutely. And then she texted me and she goes, "Hey, you battled Lewis." Which isn't true, I did a full roast with him on it, the Big J roast from like 2 years ago. Yeah. And she goes, "You battled Lewis. Do you have any leftover jokes that I can use?"
Oh, yeah, leftover jokes.
Sold out. And that's not like give me some ammo. That's just give me some of your fucking leftover jokes.
Oh man, Kim Condit getting murdered right now.
This is a big bombshell.
That's a lot of weakness.
That's a lot of weakness.
Yeah. Because I'll tell you right now, I'm priding myself in the fact that I'm writing all my jokes. I'm not asking people for fucking jokes. I'm not. You know, here's the way that I look at it, because a lot of the roast battlers are young comics, like they're a few years in, open mic level guys. And then they have all these guys who are great at it. And I'm like, yeah, they're really funny. But every time I've done it, like, I don't know. Dude, I'm not saying that it's not a great skill set. I'm not saying that it doesn't take any skill. But to be honest with you, any good comic, if you sit down for 2 or 3 hours, you could write some fucking
jokes. I love the roast battle. It's fucking just pure fucking heat when you're in that room and someone hits somebody really good. But the roast battle makes openers into glorified openers.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. There's a level of confidence where I feel like a lot of these young comics, you shouldn't feel that confident. Because
for a long time at the comic store, these roasters were walking around like they fucking were Paul Mooney. It was like, who is this fucking little fat kid acting like he runs everything? And then you see him and then they try to use their jokes in a regular setting. Yeah. And it's like, I made fun of this guy, Tom. You might not know him, but, you know, I said, it's like, doesn't work, dude. It's his own skill set.
Yeah,
it is a great skill set.
And it's just an exercise. It's an exercise, right? Here's the thing. When I go and write for a roast battle, I sit down for a few hours and I start just working that muscle. And it just kind of gets the creative juices flowing. So it's definitely a specific skill. But at the same time, I don't know, like, I'm not going to let some fucking open mic chick beat me. I know she's been doing comedy a little while. I should call her an open mic chick because she
has some good jokes.
Apparently she's funny.
Kim Condit's got a great, like, she has some good jokes, man.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm sure she's going to, apparently if she has guys like Ari giving her jokes, I'm sure she's going to come in with some good stuff.
So she's not going to win.
Ari, did you give her jokes, you piece of shit?
I don't have any of my fucking jokes out there from 2 years ago. I used the good ones. And then, what did she want, my leftovers that I didn't get to? That roast went 7.5 hours. Everybody
Dude,
got
look at that picture.
Jokes.
That picture's so bad, it only got 23 likes from a hot chick posting it.
She posted it 15 minutes ago.
That's still bad. Yeah. Look at that fucking hat.
Bad picks, everybody.
Bad picks. I gotta get you $30.
I'm not leaving without $30.
Well, we got to. I gotta go to a fucking bank and get
what happened to your
hat?
Why? Did you really burn it? We were fucking with you,
dude. That hat burnt. It couldn't have burnt any better, dude.
Oh, you did great.
It couldn't have burnt any better.
We saw.
First of all, when we started burning it,
when it exploded, I was like, "Oh no, another terrorist attack!" I thought some shit was going.
It
down.
Was crazy. It was kind of insensitive.
Considering kind of was events. Insensitive. Now I think about it, like, maybe we should have done that.
I mean, if it was an Ariana Grande hat, then it would have been. A whole different.
She is hot, though, dude.
Ariana, I don't give a fuck. People are like, dude, you're a pedophile because you like her. I was like, yeah.
Why, how old is she?
She's 23, but she looks like she's 16.
Yeah, but that's not pedophile.
That's excellent.
It's legal.
Shut up.
She does do baby voices, though. But, man, when she was on Saturday Night Live, she fucking murdered it.
She's great.
Do you guys – okay, that's a whole different subject. So who's out here from you guys? Who are the comics out here?
Zach Amico, our champion, is Eli Sayers, and then Mike Feeney is the third that we brought out. And that's happening tonight.
And who is battling for the belt?
Eli Sayers is defending the belt against Keith Carey.
Oof. Keith Carey, thoughts?
Keith Carey's good.
Keith Carey is good.
He killed it in the New York battle. He flew out and – you know, it was a great battle, but he really killed Scott Chaplin, who's a great battler as well. With
Scott
really
Chaplin
funny
Keith Carey writes jokes like there's no tomorrow because he literally could have a heart attack.
Yeah.
That night. I mean, I vote for one of the most unhealthy looking human
beings.
Well,
here's what's funny at Skankfest.
I didn't know with Keith Carey, it made me really realize how many calories were in cum.
At Skankfest, we're doing Naked Roast on the 24th, and Keith Carey is main eventing the Naked Roast as well in New York City.
God bless him.
Against Lindsay Jennings, who's like a hot suicide girl chick. So he is going to, not only is he disgusting looking, but he's going to look particularly disgusting looking when he's standing next to a hot naked chick on stage.
Lindsay Jennings is great. She's just a cum dumpster of comedy. It's fucking awesome.
She's a cum dumpster of comedy. But here's the thing that's great about Roast Battle, right? It's kind of like, it's like The Purge. You know, once a week you get to go and say fucked up crazy shit and you get to let it out. And I think that that's actually good for everybody, even the people in the audience. You know, you don't get to hear people say fucking crazy shit. You never get to hear a dude call a chick fat or somebody talk about somebody's mom dying recently of cancer and laughing in their face about it. And everybody's kind of laughing about it. And you're almost like letting the air out of the tires once a week. And I think you kind of need that. And in comedy, we're at a time where we're being told how to think, how to speak, how to say things. And it just kind of sucks, and the tone of comedy kind of blows. And I think Roast Battle is an example of how people really want to hear fucked up shit and dark shit. And you know, that's a brand of humor that still exists that for some reason we have to pretend it's not what people want.
I think there is a – I think you're going to slowly see it start coming back because the political correctness is so bad and they're promoting such bad comedians. Like, it's almost more important to be ethnic or this thing in Hollywood called sacred victim. It's really big. It's like it's more important to be a sacred victim than actually be a great comic. And I think you're going to see a big turn. Right, Ari, like on your show, is Carrot Top doing this season of This Is Not Happening?
Yeah.
Oh, good, good, good. Because he's not the whitest guy on the planet.
Sam, if you think it's down between you and Carrot Top.
It's okay, Ari. It's okay. It's okay.
It's also he's different because
he's not really white. He's like clear.
He's like an alien.
Yeah.
He looks like
eyebrows, man. If you tattoo some eyebrows in your face, I'll put you on the show.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. I can't wait to hear his story about pulling props off his asshole.
I hope his story is
jacked.
Why he looks
about
like
that.
He's jacked.
Okay. It should be great.
You know
what's
funny? I bet you I'll bet you $1,000 that he murders with his story. I bet you
I'm gonna tell you, I've seen him live. He's wonderful. It's a joke.
But he's
he's
not gonna do the prop. I've never seen his act this prop thing, but I bet
he kills.
30 years he's been performing. How long he's been performing?
Dude, he had his own show.
He knows how to tell the story, I'm sure.
He had his own show in Vegas making $10 million a year back in the early 90s.
Yeah.
He's fucking made insane amount. That's how you get those shoulders.
Yeah.
By you're just
he's
bored.
He's on steroids, though. But
he's not even kidding. He's just bored.
He's on all kinds of shit.
He's just bored. You can make so much money. You've been doing it so long.
$75 million is his net worth. Is he married? Is he hot? Does he pull hot puss?
Yeah.
I don't think.
But
he's
I think
hot.
He's. I think he's fucked so much shit that he likes weird shit.
I don't know if he's even straight.
I think he goes both ways.
I said he saw him at a workout place once, a gym. It's a little Lego. A gym, and he said he was up on the top level, and he saw him at the bottom, and he just goes, "Hey, Carrot! Carrot!"
Yeah, look at his chick. He's got a hot blonde.
He's yelling, so he looks, he goes, "Hey."
What?
No. But he's a millionaire. Look, he's
$75 million pussy to this guy making $100 million a year.
He's jacked. The only thing is
I have no money. I would not touch him.
Yeah, you would.
Bullshit.
He's an ugly motherfucker.
I would not.
She would change her name to Prop Nanny in a heartbeat.
Dude, Mickey Gall sounds like an old mob boss right now. I'd fucking kill that faggot. You fucking kids.
Yeah, dude, he gets some fucking puss.
Dude, he must have the best life. He lives in Vegas. He lives in a fucking mansion. And Vegas is blue-collar L.A. It's just instead of all the fucking weirdness, all the fucking progressive shit, you just have dudes. Dudes and strippers everywhere.
Have you been to Hogs and Heifers there?
No.
I spent a long time, like a while there. That's why my voice like this, just trying to scream.
What's Hogs and Heifers?
It's like this biker bar. It's awesome. It's like it's like Coyote Ugly. The chicks, the bartenders dance on the bar. They talk shit.
It's and there's really heifers comfort. Though. There's a couple fatties that'll fuck you.
There's one in New York too.
You find it's that almost, anywhere though. There it is.
Yeah, it's like what's it called? Almost like Coyote Ugly. Their own version.
I think
yeah.
I'm gonna get my own place in Vegas. I'll decide this.
I kind of want to move to Vegas too.
Vegas is dope.
That's fun.
I've been thinking about it.
I couldn't live there. Oh, you go to Vegas for 3 or 4 days.
Vegas is just you spend all day at a free hotel for fucking 10 straight days and drink and eat like crazy.
Yeah, dude. Now you go to Vegas, you don't even get a hotel. You get an Airbnb. You don't have to pay the $40 resort fee that's fucking goes on every fucking day. And you get a house, your own house,
yeah.
for like $110. $120.
Yeah. I did that in L.A. now. I'm at a $90 a night Airbnb. I've got a little fucking private house. It's excellent. Here's the thing. It's better than a shitty hotel, which is going to be the same price.
Yep.
Not as good as a nice hotel, but not three times the price.
Sure.
So it's right at that little sweet spot. But if money wasn't an object, I would always go with a nice hotel. If money yeah. didn't matter, I want to open my door and throw my garbage out my door and have somebody clean it up from the hallway.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's
yeah.
the way I want to live my life.
I want to, like, open the door, set a hat on fire, just close
yes.
the door, let somebody else
burn
put it
the out. Hat, slam. You can't do that in an Airbnb. They don't let you.
Right. Now you're doing the road more? Are you on the road more?
Yeah, yeah.
Where you been gigging?
I've been booking. Me and Dave Smith have been co-headlining Legion of Skanks gigs for the past like.
Tell
year.
Us about Skank Fest, man. I'm super excited about doing
yeah,
it.
Doing it.
Yeah, you're doing it. Ari's doing it. I told TB he could come. He said no. He didn't want
to
do it.
I was going to come all over your pussy and then use that as lube
and put it back in, slide it in.
Yeah.
Well, you chant burn the hat.
Yeah. Yeah. yeah.
No, Skankfest is going to be dope. It's already sold out, so unfortunately you guys can't get tickets. But it's a 2.5-day event, basically our own version of kind of like, you know, a comedy party meets Woodstock, meets the Gathering of the Juggalos.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's just drinking and drugging and hanging. You're going to obviously watch great comedy from noon till 2 a.m. every night. But more than anything else, you're getting to hang out with your favorite comedians. It's a different type of connection that you have with everybody. There's live podcasts that are happening. There's good food. So
why are you promoting it?
Oh, no.
Well, because we're
talking about it.
We're doing a tour next
As
year.
As you take right? a shit with your blown out asshole.
Oh, no.
People have asked me that, by the way. They're like, oh, well, why are you even promoting shit for this year if it's already sold out? Because we're doing an 8-city tour next year. And the truth is, it starts now. We've already started planning 2018 now, before 2017 has even popped off.
Skankfest tour?
Yeah. 8 cities. 8 weekends in a row.
Same comics each show?
For the most part. We're going to get into it. We've already announced we're definitely doing Miami. We're going to do Los Angeles. I don't know where, but I want to do it at the Comedy Store. That's what I want to do, because if you know the setup for the Creek in the Cave, and the way Skankfest is, there's basically shows that are just happening in different rooms all day, and everyone's just kind of partying all day. The Comedy Store is absolutely the perfect venue for it, without a doubt. Like, so that would be my ideal. But we're going to do Miami. We're going to do New York. We're definitely doing Los Angeles. And, yeah, it's really unlike anything else. Ari will tell you, he did it last year. It's fucking unique. There's no other comedy festival like it, period.
I love it. I'm in.
And Ari judges – he judged Naked Roast last year. He's also judging Naked Roast this year. I'm trying to get Earl Skakel to come in full black face and body and paint his dick black and just do that, because he's judging it as well.
Brother. I can't believe you have to convince him of that.
Yeah.
I thought he'd be like, oh, yeah, totally, I'm in.
Yeah.
I can't do that, brother.
What are the different shows? Are there different themes, or is it just different?
We're doing all, I mean, we have our own versions of kind of like the festival shows. Like, instead of New Faces, we have Jew Faces. And then
are you doing what I suggested?
What is that?
Having kissing booths, but instead of the kissing, it's just stare into my asshole?
We're debating that. We're doing that. We're going to have a
Are you going to clean your asshole up?
You've got to put a screen in there, because I don't trust those fucking assholes.
Oh, no, you're worried about your asshole getting offended?
Uh-huh.
Remember, we also talked about doing a confessional booth where we put comics on shifts, and we recorded it as a podcast, so people can come in and confess their sins to different comedians throughout the day, and then record it, and then like the comedian would give them
That's
what
good.
They have to do. I think that'd be a funny thing that we can kind of string together all throughout the festival.
You should pitch that as a digital series.
Yeah, that'd be great. That's a great idea. Yeah.
If you think it's fake, we just won't show it.
Yeah. So, but no, the, and then obviously we have the, just tons of different events. We have a, you know, we're going to have a Street Fighter 2 tournament during the day. We have Skank Shorts films that people come, Always Wiping His Asshole right now.
Oh, and we'll see it soon. Bad. But we'll see it soon. That's
Kill Tony is going to be there. We have Goddamn Comedy Jam.
Here comes the blood.
Burt Kreischer.
Wild Bill.
Artie Lang is headlining. Burt Kreischer, Jim Gaffigan.
Bill's back for more.
Yeah.
Bill's back for more.
He's wiping his ass. Is there going to be blood in this,
yeah,
Laurie?
Yeah, it's going to be all blood.
I don't think so. I don't feel it yet, but it should be coming soon. No, this is just regular.
There's no blood.
Ew. God damn it.
Ari, if you were funny, you would... You would
it gets Ari, better, you put it in your mouth.
No, you would put it under your eyes like you were a football player.
You didn't even see the toilet shot yet.
If you were slightly funny, you would do that right now.
All right, eat it.
If you do shit football player makeup.
No. All right, you should, speak of blackface, you should do blackface. Yeah, shit.
Just hop in the shower after.
Who cares? You just wipe it off. It's just a little shit under your eyes. You know how funny it is. I see it in your face. Always thinking about
do
it. Right
it.
Now.
Do it. Do it. Do it. Do it! Do it!
Oh! 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 What is wrong with you?
Ari!
He's wiping shit on his face.
He didn't think he would do it, but he did it.
He actually went for
God,
it.
He did it.
Oh, he's gonna throw up.
He did it.
He's gonna throw up.
Even Brendan's gagging and he's not seeing it.
Oh my God. You took poop and put it on your face.
I can't believe you did it.
Oh, now he's going to shower.
I can't believe it.
Oh, my God.
This is the only thing that can get Ari to
shower.
Can
I tell you why Ari's one of the funniest people on the planet?
Why?
Because Ari is without a doubt funny first. Like, it's just, it doesn't matter.
I agree with that.
As long as it's funny, Ari's going to give it a try.
Yep,
and that's something that's like, that's why, like, Ari, when he came to New York, fit in so well with so many great comics, because that quality is rare now, especially today where people are so afraid of the image or whatever it is. It's incredible. I think that's so fucking funny.
This is like when you accidentally walk in on your dad showering, and but you didn't know that he was
wiping
shit on your face.
Ugh. That's just... Dude, you put shit on your face. Hey, let's get Aaron's fucking Midwestern values take on that. What'd you think about that?
I didn't look.
I didn't look.
So smart.
Well, he pretty much looked like Fran Tarkington. his face.
Aaron, you
got to
choose one. It's me lighting a hat on fire in the studio or Ari wiping shit on your face.
Oh, yeah. I'll take the hat all day.
Hat all day.
Now, Ari has to come in and get his asshole bleached.
Yeah.
Which should be fun.
Next Tuesday or the Tuesday after. Sam, are you hooking that up?
What? Yes, Ryan Keeley says she'll do it. So you're going to have a hot penthouse pet fucking wiping your asshole.
Yeah, you got to get something called sugar first. Though,
what is the the skin, they basically take the darkness away from it?
Well, yeah. It's a process. You have to do it like over a period of months.
I have a dark ass. Like my ass crack in the inner
thigh area.
Well,
yeah, dude. You ever watch
area?
Porno? Like fucking Mexican chicks and Asians.
Sorry,
can never
baby.
Have a clean asshole.
I was really picturing it. I was like,
yeah, it's not good. Can we see a before and after bleaching? Because I don't really know what it does.
We've seen
before and after.
Though,
yeah,
right?
See if you can put in before
it's
and after.
It's permanent, right? Asshole bleaching? Doesn't it like fade away?
I don't know.
I'm assuming your skin cells regenerate.
Look at Ari's asshole in that baboon picture.
Ari's whole thing.
Let's see it right now. Let's see it right now.
His asshole in itself is. Well, yeah. Let's see what we got now that you've cleaned it.
Type in before and after anal bleaching.
Wait, you got a new tattoo, Ari?
Oh,
you know what? That's good. I'm glad they're calling.
It's like sand. Oh, yeah.
Is it the same?
It's not. It's more horrible. Distended.
Yeah, it's
dude,
hanging out now.
Ari, you literally have it's meat hanging like a blown out pussy in a porno.
If your asshole,
have meat curtains in your asshole.
Ari, if your asshole could talk, it would have Mickey's voice.
He pushed them back in. He just fixed it.
Look at the labia fucking. Go back to the labia.
Look what he's doing.
He just fingered his asshole.
It fell back out.
He just fingered his asshole.
Could you put your balls in there?
He pushed it back in.
Oh, yeah. Can you put your own balls in your asshole?
My boys are hanging out.
Mickey just had a great idea. Ari, can you put your own balls into your own asshole?
I heard you. I'm trying.
Yeah. Get it all in there, though.
Nuts and butts.
If you can make them stick into your own asshole, you don't have to give me the $30 for that. No, you do. I want the $30.
No, you just said
no, I want the $30.
It's as close as I can get, you guys.
Let's see what you got. Oh, that's it's. I thought you just left it all up there.
Well, that's as close as I could get. I couldn't quite get it in. I get it to it,
but
not in.
That's not that great. It's still
good
dark.
Idea, Mickey.
Wow.
Now back to what before and after.
Yeah, that's not great.
Yeah,
but yeah, I have a dark asshole like that.
Yeah,
like I have
so
like
yours
weird.
Wouldn't even it would still be dark after.
Mm.
It's not it's worth not it. Good. You were interested in asshole bleaching, I can tell.
Yeah, I was. I really was. I also looked into implants because I don't have big balls. I looked into ball
girls,
implants.
We really care about balls. We don't care about your balls.
No. I had one girl one time.
Yeah, there's
one girl
that has a ball fetish.
Yeah, and she was like, oh, I wish you had bigger balls so I could grab them while you fuck me. And I was like, you can.
Try. She's just playing like a little violin. Yeah.
You wouldn't still have her number, would you?
I do. She's a fucking crazy bitch.
You got big balls, and Ari has huge balls. I don't have huge
balls.
Ari's
got crazy balls.
Like unnecessarily uncomfortable balls.
Thank you,
he has one big ball.
He has one big ball and a moon nut.
You're right.
Look at this. It's so poor. I mean, you have a ping pong ball and a grapefruit. And then like a weird dick.
You do have a weird dick, Ari. You're the opposite of that.
Look, Ari, just quit. Just let everything hang like normal. Look how his one ball is like bigger than his
it's
dick.
It's like a Verizon sign going
now
backwards.
Now lift your dick up.
There.
Look at that. One giant ball.
We're really breaking
like
down Ari's nuts like the Zapruder film. Yeah. What are we doing right now?
I can't stop looking.
Yeah. I mean, Fight Nanny, you like his dick, right? You've talked about how you thought it was pretty.
Pretty?
Right? You thought he had a nice dick.
No, I said it was, like, thick.
No, Ari's got a good dick.
Wow, what are you doing to it? That hurt me.
And I saw him jack off in the studio, so it's, like, it's a big dick for all the ladies wondering.
When you see that, Fight Nanny, what?
You got to see Lewis's dick. It's crazy. It's multicolored. It looks like a tree with age. Lewis, show your dick.
No, Lewis, we don't need to see your dick, dude.
I made this point the other day at the Comedy Store. I said that
we're a one dick per show.
The unerect male dick.
That's where we draw the line.
Is basically the size of your big toe. So if you look at a man's big toe, that's about the size of his dick and his unerect dick. And nobody jumped in on it with me. Everyone was like, "No," and I was like,
that's,
"Oh yeah, I'm kidding."
That's not true.
My dick doesn't sit big at all.
No,
I have a 6-inch dick. I'm fighting for every inch.
Yeah. No.
I make no doubts about it. I shave down.
Possible.
You know.
But if you look at your big toe, doesn't it kind of match the size of your unhard dick? Look at it. Not you, Ari.
Hey, should we try to see if we can take this? Or are we going to screw this up, Ari?
Try.
I think we have a celebrity caller.
Yeah,
dude,
try.
Okay. No, you do it because I'm not going to get yelled at.
But if you look, I want you all look to see how he's doing it. So if you get it right, quickly write that down.
Guys, you have four producers in here. I feel like you guys should have all these tech issues figured out.
You would think, but then we kind of had it, and then Ari went away for 5 months, and then we forgot how to do it.
We would have none of these problems at Gas Digital.
Let's try this. Nope. No,
We tried.
I don't know why this is an issue. I have no clue. The plus button, the merge button just disappeared on Skype. Why did it go away? Why did the merge button go away?
I want to start taking callers again. We got to take callers
again. Yeah, I would like to,
Guys,
I would like to, too.
This is a Google search away.
Oh, yeah, we know.
Yo, Ari,
but we always forget.
Ari, you're looking third world lean. You're looking good, bro.
Okay, how about this? We'll do this.
No processed foods.
Bad people.
And yoga.
And yoga. I did yoga 8 times. Watch out, Sam. I'm coming for
you. Dude, have you done hot yoga? I love it.
How do you feel about this, Sam?
If you love it so much, why don't you marry it?
Fucking downward dog. What are you going to do about that?
Wow.
Ari.
Ari, turn around. Let's see the downward facing dog. Go, give us the other angle of downward facing dog.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Oh,
and then walk it back.
Thank you, the power of Skype.
There it is.
Okay, now it's saying I don't have enough credits to do it. I don't know. We'll
give us
out.
Nobody else tries to worry about it, so I don't care. I'm not going to fucking worry.
I got us on Google Play. I'm happy. Are you guys on Google Play?
Yeah.
We just got on after 6 years.
Guys, I don't know what's going on here.
6 years.
You guys are pros, you know.
We are pros because no one else cares. I'm the only one who does anything.
Yeah.
What just happened here?
Ari died doing yoga?
Yeah, I think.
Hot yoga is my shit.
Why?
I love it. How
often do you do it?
I probably do it twice a month now.
Oh,
wow.
Really dedicated.
That's my shit. No, I'm in the gym a lot, but I have all fucking day to just work out like a fucking superhero like Mickey Gall over here. But hot yoga is the shit, dude. Hour and a half.
It's true.
Have you done your hot yoga?
I have. Yeah, so you're going to die a little bit.
Yeah, you do. But it's all hot chicks.
I sweat so much, my mat starts sliding
out. There's a merch button.
And I love the steam room. I'm going to steam after this. You guys want to go to Equinox Glendale?
I'm jerking off and crying. I got it all mapped out. I got a quick cry beat off combo coming. Yeah.
Every time I see Mickey, I ask
be
him.
Be careful!
To go.
You're going to be dehydrated after all that.
Oh, okay. Ari just left Thank us. You, now Ari's gone.
The
what did you say, Louis?
We don't know what's up with your fighting anytime soon.
Listen, probably nothing really new. You
really?
Know? Yeah, so I'll fight at 170.
Yeah, so you'll fight at 170 and no inclination.
Who would you
when
like to
you
fight?
Fight? Or when you could fight?
Michael Venom Page.
Yeah, he could get some.
Welcome.
Come on over.
Who else is going to get some?
Everybody. Yeah. Everybody.
Now, so you got to go to this fucking retreat. Do they even tell you what it is? They're like, hey, we're flying you out to Vegas. Come here. And
yeah, I asked because I was like, I thought it was just crazy. Like, I knew there was going to be like the tension in that place is.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Fuck yeah. Fuck yeah.
Like, people just ready to fucking throw down?
Yeah, a little bit. Like, people have been talking shit to each other, like, online on Twitter for the past few days. And you walk by them, and they're like, what's up?
Who talks shit to you? Does anybody in the UFC talk shit to you?
I've had, like, some, like, call-outs. If people try to call me out on Twitter, I'm not even going to say who they are.
Okay.
Because I don't touch it. They get, like, 11 retweets. It's, bro. I'm not going to touch that one.
Right, right, right.
Yeah.
Because now, I mean, you kind of got into this game by putting... targets on people's backs, but now you got a target on your back in a lot of
that's
ways.
Cool.
Right?
That's cool. Yeah,
that's totally
good. It's a good thing.
Yeah, I mean,
who
in the matter
your
of a
ideal
year and
next
half,
fight, if you could fight anybody,
Luis J. Gomez.
Yeah,
he doesn't want none of this. Look, Mickey's got the advantage on the ground, but he knows the lightning I have in both of my hands.
Now, explain your bet. We were talking about it earlier, but we never got to it. Explain your bet. 30 seconds.
If I last 30 seconds
in an octagon,
in full MMA rules,
right?
Headgear, shin guards, right?
Are you just going to get on your bike and run?
Maybe. It doesn't matter. I'm not going to tell strategy. I'm not telling my strategy. Yeah, we'll see. We'll see, boy. So if I last 30 seconds, and he can knock me out, he can submit me, whatever it is. But if I last 30 seconds, he's got to get a Legion of Skanks tattoo right on his shoulder.
No, not on the shoulder.
Whoa.
You said can't fuck with his money maker, dog.
Where are you getting the tattoo?
On his butt cheek. On your butt
cheek.
On
my leg. But I really don't have to worry about that.
So if you don't
worry
about it,
I'm gonna concuss you.
Why don't
I'm gonna let you get one taste.
Yeah.
And then I'll probably just.
So if you're not worried, if you're not worried about it, why don't you put it on your shoulder then?
Aaron, thoughts?
Will there be a flaming hat in the middle of the ring that may explode?
Oh, flaming hat! Match.
Oh, that'd be great.
Good old classic flaming hat match. And then if you lose,
and if I lose, I have to get Mickey Gall's bitch tattooed on my shoulder.
Uh huh.
Yeah. Which I might just get that anyway.
Sure.
I respect that. Rights.
I already have
care
it.
About
I,
that
I do though. Not care at all. Yeah. Here's the funny part. Mickey Gall, for me, here's the thing, right? If I win, I get a free advertisement every time Mickey Gall gets into the octagon, okay? If I lose, I just have another hilarious tattoo to show my friends.
How did you come up with the Legion Skanks tattoo? I mean, logo.
Logo. Actually, Big J hand drew it. Like years ago. I'll send you guys the hand drawing you drew. He was like, dude, this could be kind of cool for a logo. And then I had a tattoo artist friend of mine basically recreate it and draw it kind of like nice.
Now, what is going on with this logo? Is it, what is dripping from
it? It's kind of cool. I might just get it anyway after I beat his ass. Just be like nice. Yeah. I'd be like, hey, sorry about the concussion.
Yeah, you could show people at his funeral.
Yeah.
Be like, hey, I still got it anyway. Just out of tribute.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it was just kind of a little thing. I got to be honest with you. In my opinion, it's stupid to say, but I think the name and the logo is a very, very big part of the success of the podcast. We're supposed to be funny. I think we pat ourselves on the back way too much for being funny and having a good dynamic. If you do a podcast and you're a professional comedian, that's what you're supposed to do.
Yeah.
Right? But I think we had something – the logo, it sticks. People see it. We have like 300 or 400 people with tattoos of that logo on their body. You know, people put it on their cars. It's a pretty cool thing overall to kind of see it, and it kind of has this recognizability. And I think that not as many podcasts have kind of looked at branding themselves that way, and we kind of took a branding play, and it seems to have worked. So,
it's an interesting fucking logo. What are you trying to say with it?
We have HPV.
Okay. It definitely looks like some raining down of STDs going on there.
Yeah, could. That's not semen dripping off the...
That looks like you kidnapped an Asian chick just on her face and making her deal with it.
Yeah, that's me. There's a bunch though. If you, I mean, if you just Google Legion of Skanks tattoos, they're all over the place.
So I was thinking about fighting an 10-minute round. If I don't win this fight, I'll kill myself.
Pride rules.
And if I do win the fight, these people have to get a punch drunk tattoo. I was going to fight Brendan Schaub and Tate Fletcher at the same time.
Okay.
And if I can't last 10 minutes, I'll do whatever they want.
Why don't you fight somebody, Tebow? Who will you fight? We got to get you into the fight game.
I just said it. Well, I wanted to challenge Bisping tonight, and then he couldn't make it because I wanted to go Bisping, Tate, and Brendan Schaub.
I got the fight.
Tebow's built like Abraham Lincoln.
He's
got
octagon.
Range.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. I don't want them to have.
How
any
about you
way
versus
running,
Hinchcliffe?
Getting out.
Why don't we see you and Hinchcliffe fight?
I'd like to see that.
I'd love to see that fight.
Okay.
Now you're talking his language.
If he's down, I mean, there's no way. I can't hurt the moneymaker.
You don't think that Hinchcliffe is man enough to fight you? Is that what you're saying right now?
I don't think Hinchcliffe would fight, no.
Fight you? You don't think you think he's afraid of you?
No. Do you guys feel about fighting? Like, for me, it's so stupid. I know we're just kind of like joking around here, but I, like, for the people are like, you're crazy. You would actually fight?
I got beat right after that. I
you go
him.
And fight?
Tapped him.
Mickey Gall, and I... To be honest with you, it's stupid to say, but I legitimately would for the story and just to kind of see how I would do. I all I got to do is tap out. All you got to do is fucking cover. If you get hit, are people, for you, like, would you even forget a professional fighter? Would you fight another comedian for the sake of charity? Like, we're
sure.
talking about doing this
Absolutely.
Thing.
Absolutely.
Get into an octagon, put on headgear, actually try to beat the shit
totally.
Out of each other. I don't see it as a big deal. A lot
it's
of people
not.
Think that's a crazy thing.
No, it's not that crazy. Yeah, we did that. There was a whole boxing thing that we...
Dude, I fought at Ellis Mania. I had the best fucking time. Man, we fought in the theater at the Hard Rock Casino. And, man, I mean, it's not even close to what you've done. I'm not even acting like it. But the walkout is the best feeling in the world. Like, just people cheering you on or booing you, any of that.
That's like, the same feeling everywhere. From my first amateur fight to that, yeah. Like, it's just a different amount of loudness.
It's like the gladiator thing. Everybody's cheering, and you're in this space, and everybody's watching you thinking you might get your head knocked off.
What, right before you walk out, you stand in the tunnel, and, like, you hear it, and, like, there's all the people up there see you. And they're like, fuck you, you're going to die. Fuck you, you're going to, you know, everyone's, they're like, Frost, you're a turncoat on Sage. Fuck you, I hope you guys die. Like, everyone's like, you're
That's
sure
great.
Like, shit.
Do you ever think,
then it comes
like,
out and you're like, boom.
Have you ever had the thoughts, or you probably have, and I think we may have talked about this on the show, but I'm being serious. How many 8-year-olds you could fight at once before it tilts the other way where you're like, man, at 50, you know what I mean? Like,
we have talked about this, and
I feel like I could take out like several schools.
Yeah,
just jab the face, jab the face.
Yeah,
jab the face.
But I gas at like maybe 60 or 70 8-year-olds.
Okay. No, wait.
I might start getting gas.
Well, here's the thing. There's other parameters. So are they black?
But I'm kicking. I'm kicking teeth.
If they're black kick. Kids,
what happened to you?
Tooth kick.
What happened to you?
You add 30 or 40% fight skills to a black kid. So if this or
I go at them first. Well, I
disagree.
My energy.
That
well,
I
you
got
take
energy.
Out the you gotta take out the blacks.
I
first.
Watch
it
a
sounds
law,
racist,
world
but it's
star
actually,
hip-hop.
It's a compliment.
Black
because
kids
we're taking
can't
out the
fight.
Blacks because of the
they
toughest.
Can't fight. Black kids fight like this.
Yes.
Velociraptor style. Their buddy seizes you up and their friends come from the side and take you out.
Yeah, that's a good strategy.
Yeah.
And
then
that's why
they can't fight.
They never lose.
They all get the first tooth kick. And if there's any, by the grace of God, there shouldn't be. But any 8-year-olds that have cauliflower ear, I'm going at them first, too.
Of course, you got to see
they
size
know
them
what's up.
Up.
Yeah.
Any scar tissue over the eyes?
Any kid in a jersey, I'm going at them first. Yeah. Any, you know what I mean? I'm saving the fat kids and the girls for later.
Can I be honest with you? It's not even so much that, like, black kids, like, you're in the street. If you analyze it from, like, a fight perspective, you go, okay, that kid's got his hands down. He's fucking, you know, shucking and jiving. He has no idea what he's doing.
Why are they shucking and jiving? Because they're black people?
Yes. Here's what they do. They have confidence, okay? And if you're willing to stand there and bang, you're going to fucking you're just going to look that other dude in his face and the other kid shrink down. It's a mental attitude, and if you're not afraid, 9 times out of 10, you're going to be able to win a fucking street fight. Simple as that. Your skill set kind of goes out the window. When a bunch of kids are fighting each other, it doesn't matter if you have good fucking technique, dude. You got to have balls at that point.
Okay. I like that.
Like 500 8-year-olds, that might be – like they could all get on top of you. Like you're going to have to get
that. But no, you do that, and then you look like the man
because
you just knock them all off.
Yeah.
You guys – somebody touched you at a very young age. Very young. It got very weird.
Aren't you ever afraid of that? Like how much you were raped when you were a baby? You just have no memory?
I almost got molested twice. It didn't happen. And part of me wonders what I did wrong.
Yeah. Oh my God. You're not a closer.
Yeah, why not me?
Yeah, why not me? They touched all these other kids. Yeah. Why not me? Yeah.
What's wrong with my mouth, Dad?
But I'm saying almost before you have a memory. You know what I'm saying? You have no idea.
How old were you when you had your first sexual activity?
Sexual activity?
Yes.
Define sexual activity.
Whatever you define as sexual.
Like making out?
No.
No, that's not sexual.
What? Third grade.
No, I got my first blowjob in first grade.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, I did. The Gleason sisters down the street were kind of shady.
Double blow?
No, one. What? I ate one's butt, and then I got my...
You ate an ass?
There were Siamese twins. There were Siamese twins connected at the throat.
It was not good. It was not a healthy thing.
Nah, they
that's why I'm into such weird shit now. If you think you started first grade, imagine you started martial arts at
then.
First grade.
They can't wipe good then.
Yeah, exactly.
That's
exactly.
Why he did it. He was like, let me help you out.
Yeah. Yeah. So just think if you started martial arts at the first grade, how great you would be by the time
you're in
your 20s.
Well, that's what I'm doing
with
my kid now. Oh, okay. He's four. I'm putting my son into jiu-jitsu
right?
now. Yeah.
So that's why I'm such a weirdo, because I started so early. I got a head start. How old were you?
My first sexual experience. All right, I mean, yeah, I was in the ninth grade.
Sexual
experience. Yeah, like
you must have been pretty unfuckable.
I went from making out, and then the next girl that I, you know, the girl that we like went further. We did everything but have sex, and she wanted to fuck, and I wouldn't let her blow me because for some reason, like in my head, that was like too slutty of an act, and I regret it to this day because now in my head I'm going, dude, I can have this fucking memory of a 14-year-old girl sucking my dick, and I gave it up.
There's now another way you can get that memory.
Oh, God, no.
Involves keeping a secret.
No.
And a fake Jesus ID. And a fake Christ. ID.
14-year-old.
You show me something that says 19. Who am I, the police?
What about, like, a tattoo? Can
What's
you use
wrong
that in
with
court?
You?
Could you use a tattoo in court? Like, you'd be like, she had a tattoo. She had to be 18 to get a tattoo.
Dude, so far, that's all good. Your legal arguments really hold up so far.
Yeah,
right?
I think so.
Was it a tattoo? And what was the one earlier today? Mm-hmm. You were like, hey, Your Honor.
Ask for forgiveness instead of permission.
Oh, yeah.
It's a popular saying. Yeah. Yeah. That's law.
Yeah. Well, according to Puerto Rican law, you're Puerto Rican, right? Why'd you get quiet?
I'm not proud of it.
Oh, really? Why?
I'm kidding. Puerto Rican, Italian, Irish.
Did you grow up in New York City?
It's probably faster to say what you aren't.
Yeah.
I'm everything else.
No, yeah, I grew up in
New
York City.
I'm just not black.
Right. I grew up in the suburbs like Mickey. We grew up in kind of the same environment. Rockland County, New York is just like Bergen County, Jersey.
Did the Italians get along with the Puerto Ricans, or were there fights?
We didn't really have many Puerto Ricans. So.
Yeah, you didn't let him move into the neighborhood.
Nah.
Yeah, Mickey's from like a nice suburb area, but the ghetto, there's like a little bit of a ghetto area where there's a bunch of Puerto Ricans.
Both sides of the,
Yeah. So I was kind of on the wrong side of the tracks. Mickey was on the right side of the tracks.
No, we have many a Puerto Rican.
Yeah.
No, they're not.
Think about it.
They're not bad people.
They're good.
They're not
Who's
like
they?
Puerto Ricans. They're not inherently
Puerto Rican
bad.
Girls are gorgeous.
Yeah. But Puerto Ricans, there's a fork in the road when they're like 11 or 12 years old where they say, hey, I'm either going to go on to being a good white person or I'm going to go down the Puerto Rican route and really just fucking Puerto Rican it up. So,
what is that? Driving bikes with fucking flags on them?
Yeah. You know, Puerto Rican Day Parade, fucking fingering girls against their will, going to jail, selling drugs. You know,
yeah,
buttoning only the top button.
Yeah, have you ever seen the Puerto Rican Day Parade?
White
like
socks with shorts.
Yeah,
where they attack? They attack women. Because this is what happened. White women, the same way people go to the Gay Pride Parade, they're like, oh, let's go to the Puerto Rican Day Parade and we'll go watch floats. These are animals. You do not want to go and walk through a Puerto Rican Day Parade. They're
Sounds
going
like
to
NBA
attack.
All Star Weekend.
Yeah, it's awful.
Bro, you ever see a girl walk through a line through NBA All-Star Weekend? It looks like a running back drill in high school.
That's hilarious.
They're just hitting home, and everyone's trying to knock her out.
Yeah, oh, look, this is on Live Leak. That's how bad the footage is. They have to put it on Live Leak.
What is Live Leak?
It's like they have fucked up videos that are like, y'all niggas are mad disrespectful.
Yeah. And what are they doing, beating her up?
No, they're just Something grabbing her.
Stomped. What are they doing? Super uncomfortable right now.
This is called first base in
Puerto
Rican.
Why am I getting
language?
A rock hard?
What is this, Blair Witch 3?
I can't tell what's happening.
I know.
What the fuck is wrong with y'all niggas?
Aww.
That was victim number 3.
See, look.
See, this is exactly what I want to do.
This is a compilation of sexual assaults at the Puerto Rican Day Parade.
Oh,
well, I don't want to.
It's 2 hours long.
It's 2 hours long.
Doug, they totally just violated us.
I don't want to sexually assault anybody, but I do.
Don't show that.
Wow.
Don't show that. That's uncomfortable.
So we can
show hack photos. What's that?
Well, we're not encouraging the Puerto Ricans. I just called them animals.
Yeah. Guys, our Patreon's up to 220. We only have 180 more to go. No, 200.
We were at 60 last time you were
400
here.
To go?
How much did I make a jump?
Almost think 200. We should just get up to 400? Me and Ari will fight?
Yeah, man.
What do they get for being a Patreon member?
They get free content, retweets by Tebow. We throw
you
up.
You got to do it like Cumtown does it. Those guys fucking nailed the
what
Patreon.
Is
Look
it?
Up Cumtown's Patreon.
Look up Cumtown. Please, dude, look up Cumtown.
Their name is Cumtown. They're a podcast that is probably about as popular as this one. Look how much money they're making on Patreon.
And what do they do? Just come to your town?
No. It's C-U-M-T-O-W and maybe two words. It might be two words. That's why.
You okay. Know. Yeah, do two words. Try doing Cumtown yeah. two words. Literally, dude, this is our life. We're looking up how to spell correctly Cumtown.
Yeah. Well,
if you ever want to get depressed about where you are in your life, just know you did something today where you looked up Cumtown.
Yeah, I'm not sure
and
where.
We're like failing at it.
And we're failing at
they
it.
They make like 12 grand a month.
Really? And, why don't you just Patreon. Google Cumtown
Patreon.
Patreon.
There we go.
Cum
the
Boys?
Cum Boys, yeah, yeah. Because it's by the Cum Boys, probably.
It's the
That's
Cum
why.
Boys. Holy 15, fuck.
15,000 a month.
And what do they give you?
They do one free episode a week.
Yeah, we do that.
They do one on Patreon. That's it. $5. There's no bullshit. There's no tears. There's no crazy yep. shit. They do one free, one on Patreon.
Yep, that's
you
what we're doing.
For Patreon.
We go at the Comedy Store every week.
Yeah.
We pull down big name comics and we do it. And they're awesome interviews. Yeah. They're awesome interviews.
Yeah, they're fucking killing it, man. That's really funny. The Nazi pricing. Same deal as a $5. Hey. But for this month, please pay the amount if you're one of the Nazis that listen to the podcast. It's the only way we can feel okay about it.
I respect the shit out of that.
They're funny, dude. Nick Mullen is the
How
guy.
Come you guys don't do Patreon?
Because we have our own system. We sort our own podcast network, Gas Digital. So people could – they have an option to pay for exclusive content through our own service.
We throw
so.
Videos up there. We throw everything. We should have thrown up the burning of the hat on there.
Mm. Yeah, that's what – on Gas Digital, you get the video version of the show. You get to watch it live. The archives beyond the past 10 episodes. You get a live chat, message board, ad-free episodes. So you pay a few bucks a month.
I respect the fuck out of that, man. Fuck out of that. Cum Boys. What? Yeah, this is us. We have 220. We want to get it up to $5.
Yeah. Yeah, you guys need more. Those podcasts are even more uncensored and crazy, guys. You're missing out. You
like, what do we got to do? Just start raping kids?
No. They already are. I've listened. They're way better. You guys got to.
They're way better than our podcast?
They're so good, man. I get why you guys charge and people got to pay up.
All right. We should do one where you set the basement on fire.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Yeah.
Start
so you're saying that we got to be crazier.
No. You're crazy enough. People just need to buy.
Oh, I respect that.
That's what I'm saying.
Bam. Bam. Yeah, we had some good ones. We had Josh Barnett on there, Brandon Schaub, Steven Azizi. We just pull people from the Comedy Store and we just go to the belly of the beast. Guys, it's been a great podcast.
One of the greatest moments of my life.
Yeah, we got 5 minutes left. I think we should call it. It's been a fucking hectic show. Chaos. Final thoughts from everybody. Louis J. Gomez.
All right. Well, you know what? First of all, I want to say to all the victims of the bombing in Manchester, our prayers and thoughts go out to you and your families.
And also the bombing out front in front of the studio.
Yeah.
A bomb went off here. And, you know,
we don't know who's responsible for the one here at the Punch Drunk Studios.
But we're lucky to be alive and survive.
So it says Mickey Gall sounds like Steven Seagal. Mickey Gall sounds like Steven Seagal. Fuck Batman.
Well, we're all really athletic, so I get it.
Yeah.
Let's call him Mickey Seagal.
Mickey Seagal. That's the name of the podcast. Yeah. Mickey Seagal.
So we're here at Ground Zero. Yes. And
I wonder if we can leave. Maybe we have to take a different exit.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Maybe
don't
we're going to get pat down.
Pretty scary.
Final thoughts, Mickey.
Psh, I'm really hungry. Thanks, guys. See you later.
Hey, great shirt, by the way.
Thank you. All day, baby.
Great shirt. That's a fucking sexy-ass shirt. Fight Nanny did a lot of talking off mic today.
I was waiting for that punchline, and I'm not used to you being sincere.
Oh, yeah. No. I was being sincere.
That's
weird.
Little girls got hurt, dude. Going to watch it. I think, like...
I know.
The question is, what causes this stuff?
You guys talk about, like, raping little girls. Like,
fictitiously.
I'm not used to
you
being...
Oh, come on. I've never talked about raping little girls.
You don't. They do.
I am not into that.
No, it's considered rape, but it's consensual.
It's play rape. Play rape. Play
now
rape.
If you have a fake ID, I'm none the wiser.
Play rape. Never forget play rape.
Yeah,
I've seen a lot of five-year-olds that look 18.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
I'm out.
Yeah, if we're just joking around, it's hilarious.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's all
really
fun and games
thoughts,
until something bad happens
thoughts.
To a kid.
Tebow, final thoughts.
Great show, everybody.
Caveman Coffee?
Yep. Caveman that's what you mean. Go to Caveman Coffee, use the code PUNCHDRUNK. That gets you 15% off of the coffee, the killers, drink. Go to Amazon.com, go to PunchDrunkSports.com, click the Amazon link. That also helps out the show. And go to AllComedyTshirts.com and buy a T-shirt.
Yeah.
Suck it.
Guys, good show. We love you guys. Good luck tonight. Luis J. Gomez, Mickey Gall, you're always welcome. Great show. Take care. We'll see everybody next week. Bye-bye.